Broadcasting live from the Don and Hart Building, 3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your way.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
No, he's not retarded.
Want to get high?
I'll drink to that.
Want to get high?
I'll drink to that.
Hello.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Thank you! Thank you!
Yeah!
God, you're ugly.
Damn, damn, damn! Pretty good! Pretty good!
No, he's not retarded.
Hello!
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
You know what? This is crap. We're gonna stop this. We're just gonna stop this.
Winner!
Homo.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
That's right.
Are you ready for some football?
Oh, we're sorry.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
And you and me. For me, so happy together.
Okay, let's do it this way.
You were not born, you were made in a toy factory.
I'm the oldest person in a lot of places now.
The only thing I worry about is dying. A boy.
I'm as curious about it as anyone else.
A boy.
I would rather do Saddam Hussein.
But a boy.
Michael Jackson to yes. Michael Jackson to yes. Michael Jackson to yes, yes, yes. Michael Jackson tonight.
I'm Larry. I'm Larry of the Corner.
Unbelievable. I think I look better now. I know I think I feel better now.
Nope.
I don't know. That's my three words.
I don't. I want to see it all. The only thing I worry about is dying. I want to see it all.
New York. My hometown, New York. The nature of the beast. Come on. Forget it. Do I think we do too much? Probably yes.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
I'll tell you one thing that I smell in you, though, my friend.
Yes.
You know what I smell?
Here it comes.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I'm very nervous.
Don't be, now listen,
I'm scared.
You want...
I'm nervous in general.
You want free publicity, right?
Absolutely.
And the only way that I can really give you free publicity without them saying...
Right.
...to charge you for commercials...
Exactly.
...is to have some fun.
Is to have some fun.
So, oh,
Hank,
God.
Look around, Cafe.
What was that?
Hank, look around, Cafe.
What was that?
Hank, look around, Cafe.
It has been that since the beginning. And what did you say...
I'm nervous outside of the radio show.
What did you say to me yesterday? You said, I believe on our show, you said... There will always be a table for you.
Yes.
At O'Mara's.
Right.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at the Look Around Cafe.
Oh, no!
That's
all playing into it.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And I don't even know I'm doing it that hard. That sucks.
Well, the
so what you're saying, I'm playing the type here is what I'm doing. I mean, I'm actually saying things that Hank has said. I've never done that before.
Here's a behind-the-scenes moment now. You're going to have to...
You want to come out and look at my car?
You're going to have to change. You're going to have to change some of the pretext here where people are talking about Hollywood stuff. Mm. This would be... let me just set this up. this is people talking about radio, saying, oh, we're having all these problems with the FCC, but we're talking to our attorneys, and, hey, we got some projects coming up, and then Mike would say...
You look tired. Yeah, I've been burning the bulb at both ends, that's all.
Oh, man, I know what you mean. I'm doing a Fox movie right now.
Yeah. Just try opening the restaurant sometime.
There you go.
Oh,
Hank, look around, Cafe. Hank, look around, Cafe.
Having said all of that, hey, now.
Yeah.
Mike, would you like, come on, it's here.
I'm nervous.
Let's hear
it. Talk about it.
I should point out that this place has been open since I got involved with it.
Hank, look around, Cafe.
In November. I've been involved with it.
But there's something big happening next week.
Yes, on St. Patrick's Day. I am putting my name on the fine establishment.
Yay.
And I feel the same way I would feel with anything you were going to do.
Look around, Cafe.
I know you're going to do what you're going to do. I think outside of that, I'm nervous right now.
Nervous about the restaurant opening?
Well, I just talked to a reporter today, and that's
not allowed
to
be your contract.
About the restaurant I did, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with anything else.
You didn't talk about the FCC, did you?
No, I did not talk about the FCC.
Just a little heads up to whoever at the FCC it is who's listening. And Buzz, when will you have that name?
It turns out it's going to be another month. It takes like 90 days for them to release the transcript.
Anyway.
Another one?
No, we found out of the five.
Yeah.
There's one that doesn't like us.
Really?
One of their assistants, actually.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? FCC, we know you got someone who doesn't like us. Guess what? We're doing a show now that you don't have a problem with. You stink. You really stink. You stink, like stink. You stink, you have bad breath, you have VO, you're the FCC. You're on a witch hunt. You're on a witch hunt.
Yeah.
Go look somewhere else, you creeps.
Right.
You dummies. You stinkers.
Well.
Take your mind off your problems, FCC.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
So,
get yourself a nice burger.
So I guess did I violate some major rule by talking to a reporter about the restaurant?
I don't know, but I'll stand behind you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
If they want to fire you over that, I'll stand behind you.
Thank you. You'll go down with me like I would have gone down with you on many times. We're still brothers in arms.
Sure.
Here, that's the way it works.
Absolutely.
Well, then you will always have a job as a greeter.
Oh,
you're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look-Around.
Not necessarily a table.
That's not what you told me yesterday.
I said a table.
Now listen, let's get down to some brass tacks here.
All right.
I'm willing to take this as far as you're willing to go.
Okay.
The name of the establishment is?
O'Mara's Irish Pub.
Hank's Look-Around Cafe.
And inside, if you deliver it to me as a... I've already taken one thing you gave me and put it on the wall there.
Oh, there's a Red Sox clock, right?
I will put another thing in there if you provide me that. I will put Look Around Cafe.
I told you, I've already ordered you this sign from the same company that where I got to sign the Boston Red Sox sign.
Then consider it done.
There are signs that make restaurant, there are people, businesses, that make restaurant quality neon signs.
Really? I'm not blowing smoke. The Red Sox clock that you got me for Christmas is my favorite item in there. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I'm humbled.
Here we go. That's not going to work, incidentally.
What?
Flattering you will not work. I know that's just proceed.
Tell me, Mike, for today's modern nuclear family, you have mom, dad,
right?
The babysitter, perhaps, because it's a split marriage, or maybe there's extra kids.
You like a nanny, Don? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe there's a nanny. Maybe you got a couple of kids, or maybe you're just a young couple like a Buzz and Marcia, who frankly don't want anything to do with children.
Right.
Where does Brady's, O'Mara's,
Look Around Cafe
draw the line on children?
Yeah, where? When you say draw the line,
if someone was to come in, now is it a bar restaurant? Is it a restaurant bar?
It's both.
But it's very important.
What would be a bar restaurant?
Is it bar restaurant?
Pub and restaurant would be the way the order. I mean, it would be a pub and restaurant.
Now I like I like a lot of the things that I see in my theme restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Will your waitresses be wearing all of those pins like they do in TGI McGillicuddy's?
Unfortunately, no pins are going to be allowed.
That's called flair. You don't have the waitresses wearing flair.
If somebody wanted to put flair on a pin
or
there, we will not be covered with those hideous pins.
Are you aware that... Well, let me simply ask you this, Mr. Romero.
Yes.
Are you, in fact... Are you a de facto owner of this? Are you a front man, or are you hands-on involved with...
Hank's look-around cafe.
With the look-around cafe, and I'm going somewhere with this line of questions.
I'm not trying to be cryptic here, because I was cryptic with your first question, but I would be a little bit of both on that also. I do run the operation.
Thank you, Mr. Romero. Thank you. Thank you. However,
I'd like to elaborate, but I can't.
However, it is your name.
No answers.
However, it is your name on this... pub restaurant.
It is indeed.
So if I was to go in and have the breakfast special, and it
well, that would be difficult.
Well, or the luncheon special.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was not the best meal
that you've ever had,
that I had ever had. And I went to my server, Brad, and I said, Brad, this is not the best meal that I've ever had.
Yes.
And I know that you're not offering a guarantee like an All-American.
No, I don't think we could do that.
But what is your stance there, Mike?
I can give you an example.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Since you bring that up, there were two examples about 3 weeks ago of individuals whose food did not come out on time.
Oh.
And I will tell you that both tables, and these were tables for two, total of four people.
Yes.
Their meals come.
Wow.
Okay. Yes. So that's how we make that good in there.
It is, really?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's important to know, because that's a promise.
But there's not a guarantee.
From you.
I mean, I did that because I felt that that they were legitimate. So it's kind of a subjective call.
It's a judgment call.
It's a judgment call.
Now, how often,
for the purposes of argument, that'll never happen again.
How often?
Look Around Cafe.
How often?
You know, I realize now I have to be very...
Yeah.
This is a tough interview here. Right. I have to be very careful what
how
I say.
How often will you physically be on the premises?
There's really no set amount of time that I will be spending there.
And then if I was to go to O'Mara's...
Yes.
Look Around Cafe.
Look Around Cafe.
Because I enjoy the voice mimicry and the...
Now, I have a question for you.
And the comedy stylings.
Is it Mike's Look Around Cafe? Is that what the sign
says? The sign says Mike's Look Around Cafe.
That's okay. I was hoping that was what it was.
What do you think it's saying, Hank?
When you said O'Mara's Look Around Cafe,
it doesn't sound right. No, it says Mike's.
Good.
Like Hank's.
This is really where I'm,
like
where
not,
I'm putting it in the restaurant. I want it to be very separate.
From it's not Kingsley's Look Around Cafe.
Very separate from the rest of the sign.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Right.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You know, if
Mike's Look Around Cafe.
If you need an example, I know that Jag Haji has been to the restaurant.
With no offense.
Yes.
I would.
He didn't bite on that one.
I would rather the once your name is on the place.
Yes.
I think that the truth will come through.
Right.
On our show.
Right.
When your valued customers will call in.
Right.
And will say that they've enjoyed themselves, or they found a piece of a tooth.
Yes.
Or watch out for the rat.
I suppose that I have to
Will you water down your ketchup?
To that no.
Will you water it down?
I upgraded the ketchup. We had a lesser brand.
Tell me about the upgrade.
Well, the lesser brand was there. It was like this lesser brand of ketchup, and I noticed it.
What is the brand of ketchup now?
Heinz ketchup, Mr. Geronimo.
Heinz 57.
Uh-huh. Heinz 57 sauce.
Restaurant style?
A1 there also.
Restaurant style, A1?
Well, we might have... Yeah, we have A1, I think. I'm not sure. As I said, I'm not that hands-on.
What is the special tonight?
I do not know.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
How much would
I can find out for you.
How much would a martini cost me?
I have no idea. I really don't know. I don't. I don't have to...
eat peanuts and throw them on the floor? Absolutely not! Would there be any kind of entertainment?
Yeah.
What? Name it.
What, tonight?
No. Is it a show place?
It's a show bar.
Is it a show bar?
No, it's tonight. There is no live entertainment.
What night is the wet t-shirt contest?
There is no wet t-shirt contest.
There is no wet t-shirt contest.
No.
So when you go into O'Mara's,
yes.
What's the problem with that?
Oh, let me see. How do I put this the best way? Let me see.
But you're opening a business. Mike's Look
I'd rather
Around
not go
Cafe.
There, but I will tell you that I, you know, no, of course not. We would never have a wet t-shirt contest.
I understand.
As a matter of fact, with this place...
You're a law-abiding citizen.
I probably have to abide by the law more than most people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understand.
In fact, we're very letter of the law. That's one of the things... you know, when the proper authorities were granting me the privilege of
look around, Cafe.
Being involved in this, you know, it'd be I'd be lying if I didn't say that our names came up.
And Mike, I've got to ask on behalf of all those listening, how will this impact your daily routine here on our radio show? How will this?
You know, I may be 1 or 2 minutes later arriving, and I know that.
Is that possible? Is that possible? Because then you would be pulling dangerously close to actual show time.
For anybody that has that problem, they would know that I have been involved with this since November anyway. So it has not changed anything.
No.
It hasn't changed anything, because... Really, I, you know, I'm very confident that I have people there that are doing a very good job, but if I can answer you honestly, I don't have any idea what I'm doing.
So you have no idea what you're doing?
No idea.
How much is a steak?
A steak? I don't know.
What type of steak?
I don't know. Well, we got filet, and now that I know, we have filet, and we have...
Do you have mad cow?
We have, I hope not.
Do you have mad cow? What if I came and said, want mad cow? What if I came and said,
I think you could order that at the bar.
You don't have mad cow. I come in.
If you,
I
the problem with mad cow, we have chicken.
I come in to see the funny man. Where's the funny man from the radio? I come in to see him.
If I'm there, I'll come over to and say hi.
Will you? Hey, there's the funny man. Now, do the voice of the guy.
I'll do that.
Do the voice of the guy that I like. Come on, do it for me. I like it so bad.
I'll do that.
I like it so bad.
I'll do that.
Do it for me right now.
I'll do it.
I like it so bad.
Some have said that there are, and you might find this interesting, that I am more receptive to that at different parts of the evening, if you know what I mean.
But I thought you'd stop drinking.
Well, I haven't had anything to drink in, is it 15 or 16 days?
Let's say 16.
15.
Congratulations. That all changes next Tuesday.
I think
is that a Tuesday or Wednesday? What's the opening day of the Look Around Cafe?
St. Patrick's Day.
17th, so that's Wednesday.
March 17th.
That's the day it all ends.
But I have done what you just said. I've done that, I think.
And why should our listeners...
I've done Charlie for somebody in the middle of the restaurant, screaming at the top of my lungs, humiliating myself, but knowing unlike my other venture, which was a hobby... That this is a venture that I'm trying to...
Give me some restaurant background.
Be very, very successful, nurture, and grow. So I will...
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I will sacrifice my dignity and for the good of the business.
So here's the scenario.
I'm very serious about making this thing a success.
So you come over and I say, I like me to die that retard guy. So you do that. You did the try. Then we go.
Right.
Everybody at the table goes, oh, thank you, Mike. That was great. Hey, Mike, I really didn't like my bacon cheeseburger tonight.
Well, unfortunately, I would have paid for that if you hadn't made me do that impression. So, unfortunately, you're going to have to pay full price, and I'd like you to leave.
Hey.
I'd like you to leave now.
Hey, where's the dartboards, man?
We took them out.
What happened to the dartboards,
We
dude?
Took them out because you wanted them, and now I'm damn mad that I did that impression for you. Get out. Be gone. You can go out. Here's one. You can go out the front door or the back door. It's up to you.
What's the square footage of this joint?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I don't.
Mike, hold on.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Is it as big as a McDonald's?
Yeah.
As big as McDonald's?
Yeah, bigger.
Bigger than McDonald's?
Yes.
Bigger than the McDonald's that has the outside play area for children?
Yep. Wow.
Really?
I think, yeah.
So it's big.
It's decent size.
So it's big.
I can tell you the capacity.
Wait, what's the capacity?
199 people.
199.
Wow.
Hmm. 199. 199er.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to fill that baby every night?
Oh, I wish.
It'd be nice, but...
Yeah. So what happens...
You're doing this off the top of your head, aren't you? This is just whatever coming into your mind.
That's
it?
How I always thought I'd do
like
this.
It. Very
how good. I always I've not
yes.
prepared anything.
Right.
Would you say the food is mid-priced or bargain-priced or cheesy?
It's mid-priced.
Mid-priced.
It's
good.
Mid-priced food.
Good.
Mid-priced. It has to be because there's your name on it.
Look Around Cafe.
I wish I had prices ready to go. I'm really not good at all that stuff.
You should have had that. So the sell job is that you can come down and you can see Mike. And Mike does your the impressions and what you walk from table to table.
No,
almost I walk almost like in Hollywood.
I walk table to table. I say I greet people. I seat people.
A sterling
mimic. I bust tables there before. I've taken stuff back to the dishwasher. I haven't cooked any food. And rest assured, I probably won't be doing that.
Hmm. No, that's not true.
I did cook food one day.
How many nights a week will you be at the Look Around Cafe? On average.
Average, probably four. I'll be at the place, four times a week. That's not true, because I haven't done that since November. I would say safely three nights a week.
Is there any night that it's just a lock, a guarantee that you'll be there?
No, there's not.
Could be any night.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. Okay. I try to get there when I can, and I don't run it, so I mean,
But it's your name on it, though.
It's my name on it, and I care.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Quality is job one.
Quality is job one.
Absolutely. Excited about it.
How do you feel about botulism? What's your take on botulism?
I'm anti-botulism.
Are you going to have the signs saying employees must wash hands?
Yeah.
How do you enforce that, Mike?
We police the employees constantly.
How do you do that?
We have security cameras staring at them 24/7.
What if I see, not that this would happen at the Look Around Cafe, but my waiter or waitress, and I notice something under their fingernail?
No, I immediate termination.
Immediate termination?
Absolutely. You go in there.
And is my meal comped?
Your meal would be comped, yes.
Really? So if
your meal.
My meal,
yeah.
You mean my wife's meal would not be comped, even though her plate was touched by the same filthy hand.
Or I would comp your wife's meal, but not yours.
One or the other.
But the individual would, it'd be right to a nail clipper and a complete, manicure rehabilitation program.
And you do all the voices that I want?
No. For you?
No, not for me, your buddy. For me, anybody
out there. I know where you're going with this, and I will not fall into your trap. I will,
No, here's the thing.
In fact, I would say, I'm not really down on doing the funny voices at the table. You know what I mean? I like to say hi to everybody.
So I get it. You're going to be like Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Are you saying it's going to be like you go to Michael Jordan's restaurant and you walk in and you go, oh, there's Michael Jordan's basketball, Michael Jordan's jersey.
Right.
But Michael Jordan's never really there.
No, I'm going to be there a lot. No, I'm there a lot.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
No, I am there a lot. I came from there today.
Came from there today.
I came from there. I'll be stopping there tonight.
So in an average day, keeping in mind that you spend 4 hours, 4.5 hours here a day,
right?
How much do you spend more time? You have to be. You spend more time now at the restaurant than at the radio show. Close.
Not necessarily. When we
will that change? Will that change when you have to be the host of the most?
No.
It will not?
No, I'm...
Well, then how can you keep your promise?
What do you mean?
To be there 3 to 4 nights a week.
Well, I am there 3 to 4 nights a week, but I'm not there, all night.
8, 9 hours.
But, I mean, there were times during this that that the total outlay, I've doubled the time that I spend here.
Free-range chicken?
No, Don, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Would you like me to consider that a menu?
I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering. Mm-hmm. When I order a burger, does it come with onion?
I think it does come with onion. Yeah, they're different kinds.
I don't like onion though.
You can order it without one.
Well, why do I have to order it without though?
Well, I mean, I think that when the server says to you, you're enjoying this, aren't you? When the server says to you, what would you like on your burger?
I say
the onion would be.
So it's up to me to say I don't want onion.
I think it's on the menu what's on the burger, and you can say without onion.
Is there a choice of cheese?
Yes.
What do you offer?
We offer Swiss, cheddar, American.
Can you substitute side dishes?
Yes.
Is it family style?
What?
Is it family style?
No. You mean what?
We bring
everything out and lay it on the... No, it's,
yeah, it's not family style.
No,
it's not a family-oriented restaurant.
We have families in there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you show...
we have kids menu.
Oh, you welcome children?
Yes.
So, Buzz, there's the answer.
Hey.
There's the answer.
Does that mean Buzz is out? Buzz is not going to be able...
No, stroller policy. Is there a stroller policy?
There is no stroller policy,
okay.
Nor will there be, Buzz. I'm sorry, but I have to draw the line somewhere.
You knew I had to ask.
You offer high chairs or booster seats?
There are high chairs and booster seats throughout the restaurant.
That's important to a father of two.
I understand, Rob. Yes, high chairs. And booster seat.
And a choice of cheese.
Yes. Now, do you have any other questions?
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm.
I just urge anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about to find someone who has the Larry Sanders Show and check out, what season is it, Buzz?
The second season.
Second season.
When Hank, the sidekick for Larry Sanders, was, and I emphasize, sidekick, One of my favorites.
Look around, Cafe.
One of my all-time favorite terms.
I know you do.
What kills me is that I said you'll have a table.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You said it to me, and then, you know, there it was, Hank
saying
it. You
guys
got
to know, I have been dying for this, and I'm not done with this. I will formulate more questions now after the break. I mean, we'll move on with the show. We're going to talk to the lady that went up into space yesterday. Remember the lady that we had?
Yeah, I want to see if she survived the trip.
Oh, Christ, look, we're way too late.
Wow.
Look what your restaurant has done already.
It's screwing up the show as I knew it would.
Already. Mm-hmm. No, Mike, you know what this is? This is pub.
This is pub.
Well, for your pub.
Counting on that.
Yeah.
Thanks. Look around, Kevin.
I mean, it's kind of like the only reason they let me in the deal, you know?
Right.
It's really all I had.
Remember, it's your name there.
Yeah, it would have been a financial thing, but unfortunately I don't have that anymore.
People will be eating Mike O'Mara. When they eat a steak, they're eating you.
Well,
when they drink a drink, they're drinking you.
It's an adventure.
Well, no,
you and your food are going on an adventure.
And what's the
story? I will also let you know that the reporter from the local newspaper that I talked to today, based on, there was another time about the band when I don't think your name was even mentioned.
Yes.
I mentioned you specifically knowing that, and I will now from now on.
Well, I'm a supporter.
I know you are a supporter.
I'm a supporter
of Look Around Cafe. I wanted to make sure that is sweat on those palms.
Oh, wow.
That is.
What I don't want to happen is I don't want this thing to something to happen and then you come in one day and say, it's like the restaurant was. That's a tough business to get into.
It's very tough.
It's a tough business to get into.
Very, very tough.
Very hard business to get into. A lot of turnover on that business.
Yes, tremendous.
Boy, oh boy.
And
risky business.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
You're going to do it.
High risk.
Yeah. You're going to do it.
Oh, it's been there a long
You're going to do it because your bacon is going to be crisper.
Yeah.
Right on. And you're going to water your drinks just a little less than the other guys.
Damn right I am.
That's right. And if you want Mike to do an impression, he'll come over.
I will.
Listen, book your kids' birthday parties at O'Mara's because Mike will come out and do the show for the entire group. And he's got a pony.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
We do have private parties.
Before we quiz Mike a little bit more about his restaurant, and where is it now exactly?
I'm not giving a street address after that. No way.
Why?
Because.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Come on. This is your chance for free publicity.
It's in Old Town Manassas.
Well, is there an address?
Yes.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, you know what the address is.
It's on Center Street in Old Town Manassas.
Center Street in Old Town Manassas.
Center.
You're going to thank me for this later.
I thank you for it now.
This is.
I appreciate you talking about it.
This is something when Mike told me about this 6 or 7 months ago.
I appreciate it. It makes me feel. You know what it makes me feel like when you talk about it?
What?
It makes me feel like Hercules. I feel like Hercules.
Because
I killed my wife and I will kill you. I am Hercules.
Funniest thing, because it's.
You know, the thing, you should tell the behind-the-scenes thing. That you've called me Hank for a million years.
Yeah, it is.
Ever since the Larry Sanders Show.
It's certainly not the representative of the way I feel about you all the time.
But it's.
Oh, come on.
But some of the time. And I think I am Hank-like some of the time.
You are sometimes.
Very much Hank-like.
Sometimes you are. We love that
about
you.
When I have fights with different people on the staff, I think I can be Hank-like.
And a lot of times I've even said to Frida.
But I know I'm Hank-like.
I'll get home and she'll say, what was new at work? And I'll say, oh, Rob said this or blah, blah, blah. Oh, and Hank was telling me about the restaurant. She said, you call him Hank. She said, how would you like if he called you Larry? I said, I don't care. She said to me,
and you would be like Larry.
Said, oh, because you think Larry's okay. I said, oh yeah, Larry's okay. Larry's nuts.
Neurotic.
Larry is nuts and neurotic.
But wouldn't you agree that there's a little of Larry in you, and there's a little of Hank in me?
Absolutely.
I think it's. I mean, it's weird.
It's too funny.
There are times that
life imitates art.
It does. I think it bugs me a little bit. Because it just sometimes I think when I hear some of those Hank clips, it's
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
It's disturbing. It's highly disturbing.
Listen, it's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny. I've been dying for 6 months. I've been saying to Mike behind the scenes, how's it going on the cafe, the Look Around Cafe? And
right.
They said, don't know about opening in March 17th. Doesn't know. They said, yep. Everything's okay.
But now we're open. It's just we're changing the name.
Right.
So we weren't sure whether we were going to do that.
O'Mara's.
Yes.
That's it.
That's cool.
That's it. So, let me see. Oh, you offered bottled water? Because, you know, I'm worried about lead in my water.
I don't think we do.
How many brands of vodka do you have?
Lots.
Tons. How many heads are there?
Heads?
Bathrooms.
Two, I mean, there are two in the ladies' room and two in the men's room.
Is there a good sit-down?
That's the last piece of the puzzle. You brought that up.
Oh.
I'm real sorry. I got to be honest with you.
It's a part of my restaurant bar experience.
I have three brand new sit downs.
Is there a sink?
I have. Actually, there's only
one. If I'm in a tight spot, is there a sink?
Yes, there's a sink. There's one brand new. I misspoke. It's two in the ladies' room, one in the men's room with a stand up.
So you do have one.
I have two sit downs in the ladies' room and one sit down. And one stand-up in the men's room.
There you go.
And the thing that I don't have yet, and that I don't think we're going to have will be the new partitions, a la the ones we got here, which is kind of bumming me out.
If you're sitting, so if I was sitting on the toilet, I have no privacy?
Yeah, we've got one in there. They're not the new ones.
No, but I mean, if someone was...
Oh, my God, yes, you've got partitions in there. They're old, and we're getting new ones.
I thought you were saying it was like...
No, you'd be sitting...
An empty room?
Like a prison cell?
Yeah, an empty room.
No.
The toilet in one corner,
no.
And a urinal in another.
No, and the ladies' room has two new sit-downs and a new sink. Two new sinks.
Nice.
Uh-huh. And it's got, but the partitions are old and need to be replaced, and that's what we're waiting for. And that has been hardest thing to get done.
What's up with your stool?
The stools that we have in there?
Stools, yes.
Brand new.
Brand new stools?
Yes. Brand new chairs.
Brand new chairs.
Brand new tables.
Brand new tables.
Brand new carpeting, brand new tile.
And this was because?
Brand new television.
This was because all of these changes were because...
Where are you going?
Well, I'm wondering, was there some agency that came into the Friar Manor and said, what was that restaurant that had the Big Wong?
No.
They were constantly closing down?
No.
So this was not the case at O'Mara's Look Around, Mike's Look Around Cafe.
This was a spruce up.
Yeah. Mike's Look Around Cafe.
This was a spruce up.
Okay, well, good. Good, outstanding.
But I'm not happy with the partitions in the bathroom. I wanted those.
What else are you not happy about? 7 days before opening.
Dad, not a question not happy. It's a question of things I'm going to fix.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to fix?
I got to put the TVs that I have. I have to lower them. They are right now sitting too high, and I want to bring them all down to.
Now, why are you doing this?
What?
Why is Hank doing this?
What do you mean Hank doing this?
Well, I mean, or Hank or Mike.
Yeah.
Whatever name I'm using here.
Well, I mean, like, doing it myself? I'm not doing it myself.
You're not doing it yourself?
No, I mean, we're gonna all do it.
You're going to order, as you say, even Hank ordered somebody to do that.
Well, I've I've done a little stuff in there.
Not
a lot of men. You know, I like you. You know, not exactly thrilled with manual labor.
Do you have a restaurant team together?
Yes.
And your chef?
Brand new.
Chef and his background?
Culinary Institute of America.
Hmm. I've heard of it. I've heard of it. I've not heard of it.
It's Poughkeepsie, New York.
Really? What's his specialty?
His specialty? He's good. He's good at everything.
Do you serve shake and bake?
No.
You do not serve shake and bake.
I still need a good ice sculptor.
Oh, this is just, like I said, it's funny, and I'll get over it now, because it's art imitating life, life imitating art.
And I am nervous.
Yeah, I know.
As anybody would
look around cafe.
And that's why I don't want to put any pressure on you, but I want you to know that next week for your grand opening,
mm-hmm.
all of your friends,
mm-hmm.
we will all be there.
Good.
We will all be there. All of
Patrick's Day night.
Yeah. All of us will be there with our wives.
Yep.
We'll all come to support you.
Good.
And Rob is going to bring Julia and Robert. Since it's a family-friendly environment, I know that you'll
that
love
that particular it. Night.
Well, Mike, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day.
It's going to be very busy.
There you go.
I'll get you
tell the kids. You tell the kids. Uncle Mike said they can't come this time.
They come for for earlier in the evening for dinner.
Early in the evening.
We kind of switch over at about 10 o'clock at night. We go from being that dinner venue to an entertainment
An adult.
An adult.
No, not
wait.
Adult.
Not, well, I mean, not adult in the way you're saying
grown
it.
Yeah. Grown up.
I just,
I'm
not
adult
in entertainment
adult.
Or anything like
is
that.
Is there a...
It's just live music kicks up. And
after 10 at night,
it gets a little...
is there a back room?
There is not a back room.
There is not.
Well, I mean... Technically, there is a back room.
Okay,
yeah.
So there is a back room.
Look around cafe.
There is a back room.
Twist that around. Well, there's an office.
Okay, an office. Right. Does it have a desk?
Yes, it does.
It's a done deal.
That's an office.
That's a done deal. That's a back room. There you go. You know what that is, Mike?
Actually, it's got three back rooms.
You know what that is? Oh, my God. Then you're going to need a manager. Yeah. You know what that is? That is unreported cash in your pocket every month.
I wish.
Every month.
Right.
Nice front that you're running a restaurant in the back. You got some action happening back there. Next things you know, you got...
What do you mean, like a dice game and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, no. Hookers.
It's really not
dice.
That room. It's a smaller back room that you might think.
Well, you don't need a lot of room for a hooker and for dice.
This is
not
true.
A lot of room.
This
and then imagine that you're partying back there and you just say, hey, boom, 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 another one of those bacon cheeseburgers right now. And then you're back there and you say, oh, and yeah, and also tell Mike to come back and do Jack Nicholson for me.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
You're not.
And when somebody asks, I don't know how well received it will be at this point.
Okay, good luck. We're behind.
I appreciate your support.
With the Look Around Cafe.
You have been a supporter of this, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
See you there.
For goodness sake.
You know, part of the wall decor is from you.
I hope that it works out.
I hope that it's a good success for you.
50-50.
That's good, because I'm really like 30-70.
I'm just padding my numbers up to make you feel better. Really, it's more like 20-80. It's a tough business.
20-80 failure?
Yeah, no, 10-80.
Yeah.
10-80.
70% of all restaurants fail.
I am aware of that. But how many of them have...
70% of all startups.
Hold on a second. Hold on, you're putting... See what you're doing there, Ace.
Look around, Cafe.
You're slapping the name of a beloved... national treasure on the front of a restaurant.
Well, and it's not a startup.
Blah!
It's not a startup.
Right.
It's actually, it's been up and running.
Established. Right.
So it doesn't count.
You just cleaned it up.
In that statistic.
You cleaned up what was there. You,
I'm very excited.
You tore out all the other stuff.
I'm very, very excited
right.
about
gotcha.
It.
Okay.
It was a dream of my dad's.
Mm-hmm. Here you go.
So I'm very, very excited.
And what happens?
He always wanted to have an Irish pub.
What happens if it goes down in flames?
If it goes down in flames, you know,
I'm
SOL.
Mike, no, here's what I mean. Literally, you missed the
insurance.
Do you have insurance?
Yes, we do.
Do you have insurance? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you for thinking of that. I appreciate that.
I'm just thinking.
God, I hope that doesn't happen.
If it doesn't work out, you know,
God forbid, if you
need a guy with a side, I do know how to siphon gas.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the few talents that I learned when I was a kid.
Right.
I do know how to siphon gas. Well, we don't even have to siphon it. We could just go right to the pump and fill up a can.
This would be, I think you've landed on something that finally made me really uncomfortable. Yeah, I don't like talking about burning the thing. No, they're very scary.
Only if it really goes bad.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
You'll be the first person.
Okay,
to know.
Let me know.
We'll be just crawling around like John Belushi at night.
Codename Matches. We'll call that our match game plan.
Well, strangely, now that we've discussed the possibility of failure, I feel strangely at ease.
Thanks. Look around, Kevin.
Like a great burden has been lifted off of me.
There you go.
If it is a failure, you can rest assured it will be a public failure.
It won't be. No, well, you'll do great.
I'm very optimistic.
You'll do great because that's your life's calling. I do believe that.
I believe that, too.
I believe that.
One thing I've discovered during the whole... thing is, I kind of love it. I like being in there. I like being in there. I like being involved in it.
That's good.
I like being involved in it when I don't have to be. That's the only thing that might disturb me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somewhere down the road when you're off on a, like, cruise ship sailing the world or something and I'm there with an apron on.
Yeah.
You know, in a tank top. You know, back there. Maybe I won't like it when I have to be there.
Come on, you still...
But I still dig it. I like it during the day. I like it at night. I like it all the time.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
And you know, I mean, seriously, you know one thing about me. Where is one of my favorite places to be?
Las Vegas?
No, in a bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in a bar? Well, of course, there's a bar in Las Vegas. Yeah. I think you're always happy in a bar anywhere.
I love being in a bar.
Right. But it's a bar restaurant.
How many times when we used to be up in New York, you know, would you, you know, retire and leave me at the bar?
I know, and you'd go, even the dumbest ones, the Hogs and Heifers.
Yeah.
The most buzzed.
We have a great time
we
at Hogs
a great
and
time
Heifers.
At
you
Hogs
go to the
Heifers.
Biggest mooc tourist traps in the world.
Right.
Congratulations.
Mike, I wish you all the success of South of the Border.
Thank you.
And anybody driven on 95 knows what a draw that place
if
is.
If I have that kind of success, I'll be a happy man.
Yes, you will. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. know something, Archie? Just because a guy is sensitive and he's an intellectual and he wears glasses, you make him out a queer.
I've never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four-eyes. A guy who's a fag is a queer.
Saying Don and Mike are a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Let's get to the theme that everybody's requesting now, more popular than American Idol. Name that noise. Make that noise.
Right.
It's time for Can You Make That Noise?
Make that noise.
Now you're calling it. You know how I am about the details. Is it Can You Make That Noise or Make That Noise?
No, it's Make That Noise, because if you don't make the noise, you're gone.
Make That Noise. All right, Robbie, we got our timer ready? You got 30 seconds. Here's the deal. You win a prize if you get the first prize,
if you get the first noise,
mm-hmm. right?
Which will be an easy one.
Okay.
Then the second one will be a harder one. The third one will be the tougher one. If you get all three, you'll win $100.
Very exciting.
If not, you get prizes. Let's
play Make That Noise.
Here we go. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Are you at home?
Yes, I am.
Okay, 30 seconds starts when I tell you. The sound is a toilet flushing. Go.
Toilet flushing.
He nailed it.
Okay.
Nailed it.
He got it.
Well
so,
done.
Mike,
yes.
Restart him. With another noise. You've already won a prize.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
30 seconds starts now. The sound is starting your car.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Starting my car. All right, here you go, guys.
Hurry.
Got it?
I hear a beep. I don't hear the car starting.
There it is.
You got it.
You
okay.
Got it?
I heard it.
Oh, barely.
All right, you got
How much
it
time did he have left?
2 seconds.
Two seconds
left. So you've already won the Oz DVD, courtesy of HBO, the American Splendor DVD. That you can get that wherever DVD and VHS or videos are sold. Now, Buzz, you got a tough one for him?
Yes, I do.
Okay, following up, flushing the toilet,
mm-hmm.
starting your car. Buzz, in 30 seconds, what sound do you want?
I'd like to hear the washing machine filling. I'd like him
to... Oh, Jesus.
Turn
no.
on
the washing machine in the basement.
Go. Go. Oh,
Robbie,
tick.
Sounds like a townhouse. Tick, go.
Here we go. Here you go.
How did you do this fast?
Did you get it?
No. Got to put the phone closer to it.
Here you go.
Sounds like it's some sort of water. Is it the washing machine?
That was the washing machine. I went all the way to the basement.
Did you?
I've got a sound that he could test that we could prove it.
And I know how we could verify that. Slam your lid of your washer right now.
Okay, hold on. I got to go back down.
Why did you leave?
Hold on. You weren't at your washing machine.
Yeah, he's faking it.
No,
he's faking it. You can tell by,
hello, crazy.
You weren't at the washing machine.
There wasn't
you?
Enough water there. It was too trickly.
How was that? I was not slamming the lid.
Tough to trust him.
I don't trust him.
He was too far away. I say disqualification.
No, but I'll give him the Oz DVD and the American Splendor.
Come on,
DVD.
I really
good. Tough S. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, need a contestant?
Ready to play and make that noise?
You're in your house, right, sir? Are you in your home?
I'm in my home.
Beautiful. Let's go to Buzz for the very first sound this time. Again, you get three in a row. You win $100. For each one, you'll get a prize. Buzz, what is the sound? Should be the easiest one.
First thing we'd like you to do is turn up your television really loud.
Oh, TV, got it. Okay, just turned it off. I got it right here.
All right, that's a good one, Buzz. That's a good starter.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Here we go.
Time running out.
That's it.
You got it.
You did it.
All right, congratulations. Congratulations. You've got Ozfest tickets.
All right.
Ozzy, Judas Priest, our favorite boy band, Hatebreed, at Nissan Pavilion, July 18th. Get your tickets now online at nissanpavilion.com. Okay, I'll go second. You want to go second?
I'll go second, Don. I think you might have tougher ones tonight.
You ready, Mike?
I'm ready. Are you ready, sir?
Yep.
30 seconds starts when I tell you to make the sound of keys shaking in a coffee cup.
What? Say it again.
Car keys in a coffee cup. Put your car keys in a coffee cup.
I'm here, kitchen. Got my keys. Hold on. How's that?
Does that sound like a coffee cup?
What
kind of cup is that?
Is it a tin cup?
Actually, it's actually a tin. It's like a cookie tin from, you know.
It's not a coffee cup.
I guess a coffee cup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you've won the Oz DVD. Thank you, though. Thanks for playing Make That Noise.
You know, I think we're all looking for that ceramic sound.
Yes.
Not a difficult sound.
No.
Jennifer. Jem? Hey, Jem? Jem?
Don?
Oh, no, who's this?
It's Chuck, Motor City.
Oh, hold on a second. Where's Jen? Jen?
Yeah, I think you got me now.
Yeah, let's get a girl playing the game. Jen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Mike, why don't you start this
okay.
time?
Okay, all right, here we go, Jen. 30 seconds starts now. Ring your doorbell. Very easy.
I don't have a doorbell.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Can I knock on the door?
You want me to give her another one for 30 seconds since she doesn't have a doorbell?
I live in a ghetto house.
All right. Give her another one, Mike.
Okay. Well, I've got a tough one here, but I'll give you another easy one.
Hold on. Let me do two of them here.
Okay.
I've
got a real easy one.
Okay, go.
All right. 30 seconds starts. Make the sound of a hairdryer. Go.
Oh.
But, like, don't pretend the sound.
Go.
Right.
Go to me.
Got it?
Yep.
All right.
Good job.
Second one.
Yep.
30 seconds. Go break a dish.
All right. How about a glass?
A dish, darling.
A dish, okay.
She was in
here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you're two for two now for $100. Buzz, you got a tough one?
I need you to turn on your vacuum cleaner.
All right.
30 seconds.
Pretty good, Buzz.
Yeah.
Be a small apartment.
You live in the ghetto, yet you were able to get all of those sounds together.
I know.
Very, very good. You did a good job.
Good job.
Wow. Now, what were those sounds again? It was,
I wanted to do the hairdryer.
Run
the hairdryer.
Break a dish and start the vacuum cleaner.
Listen, you won, hold on, Jesus Christ, so much stuff. The 7-Eleven Atkins prize pack. You also won the Ozfest tickets with dinner at Hooters. Check out the new menu items at Hooters, Cure for the Common Restaurant. And you win $100 because you got all three.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome, Jen. Hold on. Now, this next one, let's make it tough.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All three of us will start with tough ones.
All right.
And I'll tell you, I got one here. That's the ball bustiest. Let's go to Fernando.
Okay, Nando.
Hey, Nando.
Hey.
You ready to lose?
I'll try.
I got a tough one for you. Fernando, 30 seconds. Test your smoke detector.
I can.
You can't? You have none?
Sorry. I am in my car.
You what? You what?
I'm in my car.
He lives in his car.
No, he doesn't live in his car. He's in his car. Okay, I tell you what. I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself. 30 seconds. Drive into a pole right now. Come on, you're killing me with that. Let's get somebody who's not in their car. Richard.
Yes.
Richard. I'm not going to do the smoke detector. 30 seconds.
Are you in your home, Richard?
I'm in my home. I'm in my bedroom.
30 seconds.
No, I'm leaving me alone.
Oh, God.
30 seconds. Break a light bulb.
Oh.
Now, that is a very distinct sound.
Mm-hmm.
Break a light bulb. Richard?
Are you unscrewing?
Yeah, I'm unscrewing the light bulb.
You got 19 seconds.
You hear it?
I did.
I'm giving it to you.
Heard pop. Really?
Yeah, I heard
pop.
It. Yeah, man.
All right, I'll give it to him. Congratulations.
I got a question for you, Richard. Did you break it on carpet?
No.
Okay. All right, who wants to go next? Mike, Buzz?
I'll go next.
Mike.
All right, Richard, ready?
Yeah.
I want you to squeeze out an entire plastic container of mustard.
I don't have mustard.
Something plastic that's a condiment. Anything that you can make that sound with.
You know, like the fart sound. Like go to your refrigerator and get ketchup or anything.
Yeah, a squirt bottle.
Yeah, Hershey syrup.
Yeah. Richard's fun.
Come on, we got to walk you through this bit. We've got 13 seconds. I tell you, that's why name that noise is a hot game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have mustard, I just have curry.
Are you there?
Don't hide from your feelings, Richard. You're a big loser on the Don and Mike show.
Oh, crap.
Horrible effort, Richard.
All right, goodbye. Let's try, how about Jim Warsaw? Jim.
Hello.
Howdy, where are you calling from?
Linden, California, about 50 miles south of Sacramento.
Are you in your home?
Yes, I am.
All right. I still like this one. 30 seconds. Test your smoke detector.
I like
it. That's an easy one. It's got a button to press.
Winner.
Bingo.
That's it.
That's winner. Wrong. Congratulations. That's a good one. That's a tough mm-hmm. one. Now we need two more tough ones. Mike, how about Buzz goes next?
I'm ready.
Buzz.
Go to your microwave oven. Set it for 15 seconds and let us hear it beep.
Okay.
That's good, Buzz. You know, I had slammed the microwave shut, but that's even better because you get to hear the beep, beep, beep.
And it burns up half his time.
Love it.
I hear it running.
So do I. This guy's good. Mike, you got a good third one for
me? I do.
Winner.
That's it. Good job.
Winner. All right. You're the best at this. If you can do Mike's, then you're going to win the $100.
Okay.
Mike?
All right, ready? When the 30 seconds starts, go throw a sneaker or a shoe in your dryer. Go!
Go. Oh, I need the tick-tock. Tick-tock.
Start the dryer?
No. Throw
yeah.
what?
Yeah, you run the dryer. Put a sneaker and a shoe in the dryer. Run it, yeah. Let us hear it tumble.
There's other clothes in there, but can you hear it?
I heard
Hold
the
on.
Phone.
Put the
no,
phone.
No, I can't.
Put the phone back down. You have 15 seconds.
Start it again.
Okay. You're being difficult.
I am.
I think he's a winner.
There's other clothes in there. It's banging around.
I think he's a big hairy winner. I think he is.
Okay.
Hold on. Then, Mike, if you're undecided about that one.
I got another one for him if you want.
So do I. I got a million of them.
I got a real good one, Don.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. If that's not because you're in that part of the house now. Okay. I wasn't convinced on the sneaker in the dryer. What I want you to do now is put some ice cubes in your blender. As easy as it gets.
Oh, God.
Go back
Thank
down.
You.
Go back down. The kitchen should be near the laundry room.
I'm just glad he has a blender.
Here he goes. You got 15 seconds.
That would be it.
Yeah.
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 There it
winner.
Is.
Yeah.
Good
you
job.
Rock. That was a good effort. Winner now.
My wife's going to kill me. The kitchen's a mess now.
You got the Ozfest tickets, Ozfest giveaway, a dinner at Hooters, courtesy of Ozfest Nissan Pavilion, and Hooters, the Cure for the Common restaurant, $100.
Good deal.
Do you want to go double or nothing?
Ooh.
Double or nothing?
I don't know. What do you think?
Double or nothing?
Well, America loves a gambler, sir.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
I like this guy. And I like you. And it ain't a hard one.
I like you.
30 seconds.
I'm tired.
30 seconds. Go out and honk your car's horn.
Okay.
Hey, listen to that. So that'll be double. He'll win four tickets for Ozfest. He'll win $200.
Good gamble.
Bing!
Wow, that's quite a horn.
Is that good? And Mike, that's why we play Make That Noise.
Yeah.
Make That Noise.
That's great.
A Chuck Barris production. Now, we have some good stuff there between the three of us.
Yeah, we did. And it's kind of unlimited.
Mm-hmm. We had the toilet flush. We had the breaking glass. I had the breaking of a light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Testing the smoke detector.
Keys in a coffee cup.
Yep.
Hair dryer. Breaking the light bulb. You had that sneaker in the dryer.
Buzz had.
The microwave scan.
The great one.
That was good.
To make your microwave go for 15 seconds.
Yep, that's right.
Fantastic. Well, my friend, you win $200.
Wow.
And the double giveaway to Ozfest. Have a great time, and thank you for listening to the show.
Oh, always do, my friend.
We appreciate it. Hey, what's the game show that's sweeping the nation? It's Make That Sound. No, Make That Noise. Say it again.
Oh, make That Noise.
Yeah.
You missed your cue on the music.
Yeah. All right, well, what are you going to do?
he was out of breath.
What are you going to do? Hey, thank you, my friend.
Okay, John, thank you.
Hold on a second.
Good game.
Yeah, and now the next time we play it, we'll even think about harder things to do.
I'm very disappointed I had to scrape off a self-inflicted gunshot wound. But, with new indecency standards and all that.
Well, no, I think that would be okay.
Yeah,
as long as he wasn't farting or having sex while he was shooting himself.
Yeah, and if you chose the proper area of the body, you'd all be a little painful.
You know, the one that I didn't get to was I did...
I
did have fire and gun.
Because you know there's a certain, how you doing?
Yeah, how are you? They'd be ready for it.
Fire gun!
People be prepared next time.
And there's all kinds of awful ones.
Yeah,
you know,
so. Make a dog cry.
Oh.
Oh, no, no, we don't do that.
No. No, no, I'm just telling you. No. Now that we're done with this, I'm telling you some of them I had written down.
You had to do the self-editing.
Make a dog cry.
Right. Suffocate the cat. You know, that type of
no.
stuff.
No,
of course.
I have bang pots and pans until a baby cries.
You didn't use the one I suggested. Is make a child claim he's disillusioned.
Turn on a porno. Buy a paper, you'd be able to tell that right away. Wind chimes. That's kind of faggy, wind chimes.
Drill your own teeth.
No.
All sorts of things we had
yeah,
to edit.
Power tools.
Yeah.
There's an entire area to get into.
That was on my list.
The next time we get together and play Make That Noise.
The 70s.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sean Hannity. This is the first time I've ever called you, and I'm glad to be listening to you every day right after the Don and Mike Show. And
thank
I
you.
Just think that you would make a perfect guest on their show.
Tell Don and Mike, anytime they want me, I'd be glad to come. Hello.
Thank you for calling. The Mirage is coming out.
Yes, please. B Bubbles, please. Thank you.
You know, I sure do bet that Mr. Whipple is the kind of guy who maybe they're looking for in Great Falls. Don't know why. Just think he's the kind of guy that might want to saddle up.
Yeah.
Yeah, is Ed there?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Jack.
Who's Jack?
Jack Nicholson.
This is Jack Nicholson. Hey, what are you, like a...
It is.
This room at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, Eddie. Eddie, hi. We're a couple of DJs. Your voice is not on the air.
Oh, yeah. Well.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
Mike, we've been all over this Mel Gibson thing.
Yes,
today.
We have.
He is one ambitious dude. He is doing this movie about Jesus Christ. And now, his next movie. How do you follow up if you're Mel Gibson?
I don't think you can.
I'm telling you.
I think you've been to the mountaintop.
Yeah. He's got it. He's making a movie about Evel Knievel. I swear
that
to God.
That couldn't be better.
Swear to God, no pun intended.
Hey, I'm watching that one.
Yes, executive producer for the Evel Knievel story. That is what Mel Gibson is doing
hey,
now.
Hey, you know what? That's a good subject. Yeah. I mean, Evel Knievel. We've had a Evel Knievel on this show a couple of times.
And Robbie Knievel.
And Robbie Knievel. And they're fun. You know, I think the most fun we had with them was when they would come by together. That was
hi,
always...
this is Evel Knievel. I'm here in Washington, D.C. with my son, Robbie. Robbie, would you ever listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara?
No.
Neither would I.
Good heaven, no.
There you
no.
go.
And, of course, the part that's cut out there is where they said the other radio station we used to work at.
Ah.
But all of our drops used to be personalized for those stations.
Isn't Evel Knievel on death's door? Isn't he in really... I heard he's...
The last I heard, yeah.
Really, really rough physical shape.
But Robbie is on top of the world. Have you seen his new ad for Dawn?
Yes.
What is it? The Washington... Washing liquid.
Yeah, anyway. You know, I think it's safe to say Robbie a much more successful daredevil than his father was. I mean, his father made his fame by just racking himself up.
And also about the Robbie Knievel commercial,
yeah.
I find it, while I, listen, I have a bias against the product Dawn.
Oh, because, yeah, I know. You were married to a Dawn.
Because when I was 18, I was married for 3 months to a woman named Dawn, who is currently working at a sewage plant in upstate Minnesota.
You'd love to mention that.
And you know, she's changed locale. She's moved from Wisconsin to Minnesota.
But she's still working in a sewage treatment plant?
Yeah. I always knew that girl was sewage. That's her life now.
Well, it must have been downhill.
That's her life. Jesus Christ, what were we just talking about? Oh, Dawn.
We're talking about Dawn.
I got a thing against Dawn to begin with because of the girl Dawn.
I don't like Robbie Knievel with that bandana.
Here's what I don't believe. I don't believe you could really cleanly wash 10,000 dishes with that little bottle of the stuff that they're...
I do.
Do
you really?
Dawn is the best.
They would, but the dishes would not be clean.
They'd be squeaky clean.
10,000 dishes?
Now, let me ask you something. You're talking about that little detergent. How do you do it? Because I, Like, I'll put my little sprayer on, and I'll put a dab, and it kind of rinses away, and then you need more.
Well, what you do is you make
it. I don't think it's sanitary to put all the dishes in the big bucket.
And, Mike, hold on. Stop and think about it. 10,000 dishes washed?
I think it's fixed.
No, it's fine. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. How much Dawn did they put in the dishes?
Well, here's the thing. At the very end...
It sounds like a commercial.
They're indicating, because they're holding up a bottle that indicates it's anywhere between 8 to 12 ounces.
Okay.
And they say to him, next time, maybe you'll want to try this challenge. They pull out one of those big, like, Price Club size.
Oh, so they're going to make him jump more.
So what they're indicating is that, and this is what I dispute with Dawn, not only the woman, the sewage woman, but with Dawn, the dishwasher.
Are you talking the traditional way of doing it, where you fill the sink up with water, you put in the detergent, and then you just bring the, and you put them in, you wash dry.
That's how they do it, yeah.
So you could do 10,000.
They can't say it on TV if it's not the problem. Right. Rob, I love TV
as much as you do.
It takes grease out of your way.
There is no way.
You really use this product?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you do too, Buzz?
No, I don't.
But I believe
it. Why are you involved in this?
I believe the claim.
Guys, 10,000. Think how many dishes 10,000 dishes are, though. I grant you this.
Well, you're not using the detergent. You're using the water.
You could get a gigantic...
Really? That's how you use the detergent, soap and water.
You could get a big kiddie pool full of water.
Helping out.
Right?
You could put all of the Dawn dishwashing detergent in there. Maybe you could wash... I'm saying...
You know, your newsman over here thought that I don't know how it works. I know how to wash dishes.
You said they were cheating by using water. That's how you use soap.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that you could probably get 5,000 dishes on water alone.
And here's my point. Again, you and I connected, even though we're not connected. Because the point is, how clean are those dishes?
Right.
I'm not disputing.
I bet they're not squeaky.
Listen, if
I
you
like
want,
this show.
If you wanted to, in theory, couldn't you wash 100,000 dishes with one tube of Dawn?
Yeah, you could, because you're really washing them with water.
If you really didn't care about how clean your dishes were,
then it wouldn't be really clean. 10,000 would be clean.
Yeah,
there's no way I believe that.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, how many dishes do you generate at one meal?
Me?
Well, you like a family.
How many do you?
100. 100.
Me too.
And that's just for the appetizer.
And you know what? That might count pieces of flatware.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes hardly any soap.
Before dishwashers, were very popular, or if I was ever in a house without a dishwasher, and you have to put them in the sink, I always said that was gross.
Maybe like pieces Dawn, of Dawn. Dawn.com is, I think, a porno site.
Oh, dear.
Thanks for the tip.
Oh, you're welcome. See, somebody do a search engine.
God, how come this is not...
We have no dishwasher. Our dishes are fine.
Google.
Really?
Yes. You've eaten food from my kitchen. It's delicious.
So you do it the old-fashioned way.
Yes, I let Carrie do it.
Listen, as long as we're on the topic, I don't know how to tell you this.
Okay.
But when I was at your house last time for Robert's party...
Yes.
The food tasted awful. It wasn't the food. It was the dirty dishes,
Rob.
Chunks of dried food on the dishes.
All right,
normally, it's okay once you brush the ants aside.
So you don't have a pop for dishwasher.
I'm doing the Google search for Dawn.
Here you go.
But is it Procter & Gamble, Rob?
I don't know.
Dawn detergent. Procter & Gamble. I got it, Buzz. Here you go. Dawn. What is this? It's just the general information. It's not like a fancy site that has pop-ups and everything.
Go to the one that says the graph how to do 10,000.
Don, I don't think you'd ever be able to prove this anyway.
Well, maybe they're making the claim on their website.
But, you can do it. You can put
liquid,
a drop of that stuff in there and say you're using Dawn and then wash them with water.
Activate.
Well, I tell you, Dawn is the best about, like, cutting grease.
Activate
and
on
for a long time.
How do you? Why are
because
you behind
I
this product?
Because I do dishes.
Well, I do dishes, too.
But you don't have the you have the option of using a dishwasher.
Well,
guys,
I rinse my dishes.
10,000 dishes.
Mm-hmm.
How clean can those dishes be?
It depends on
it also depends on
the type of dish.
That's true.
Well, the ones that...
and I'm not talking about the quality of the china. I'm talking about the fact of what's on there. Like, if you leave ketchup overnight?
Yes, true.
That's what I want to see. Tackle that one.
I don't know.
Melted cheese that allowed to congeal.
I'm just pointing out, and I'm standing by.
Hamster.
I don't think you get 10,000 clean dishes.
A paste made of blood and cinnamon.
No matter what, it's on the dishes.
Right.
I didn't mention that to you either. I believe I got ripped off at the pet store.
No matter if it was tongue scrapings that had been on those dishes.
For 2 days.
You know how long the hamster that I had in the brand new cage that I bought for my daughters 2 weekends ago lasted?
How long?
3 days.
Wow.
And I put brand new bedding in, brand new food, full water. It had full food.
3 days, I went out, and there was a frozen furball in the hamster cage.
But do you know what's great about a dead hamster is you can use them to wash 10,000 dishes.
And then scrape your tongue with it.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, the fur is so coarse.
And listen, is there anything grosser? I recently had the wonderful experience of replacing my tongue scraper, and before I got rid of the old one, I gave it the old sniff test.
Oh.
Is there anything worse smelling than smelling the tongue scraper?
You know, I know you guys are big on the tongue scrapers, and I think Buzz even...
You have to be. If you're a smoker, you know, I smoke 3 cigars a day, sometimes 4. Man, you got to.
No, I use the brushing of the tongue works just as well.
No, that induces vomiting.
Yeah, it's very efficient for getting away in the back of your mouth.
You know what actually would work better? The tongue scraper with just a little drop of Dawn dishwashing liquid on it.
It would take plaque right out of your way.
10,000 mouths.
Did you know that when there are grease spills on highways, the officials use Dawn to clean it up?
Shut up, Buzz.
10,000.
It's true.
10,000 spills.
Are you making that up, or did you just find that somewhere?
I found it.
What?
I found it.
Well, where'd you find it?
At the Dawn website.
The Dawn website.
Oh, now everybody.
Here we got it now. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
And there's more than one kind, too.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. I use that Dawn, man. I'm mountain bike, so I got a bike chain that gets greasy and gunky, and, man, I use that stuff on...
Sir, listen. Hold on. Do you understand my argument here? Do you think you could really wash cleanly 10,000 dishes?
You could use water, and, I mean, you could just wipe it off the rag.
It's a claim that's impossible to dispute, Don.
Exactly.
You can't dispute the claim. It's impossible.
Okay, it's all right.
I don't know about 10,000 plates, but, man, I'll tell you what, it does a wonder on my bicycle chain.
There you
and
go.
You know what? You'd be able to do it.
The water thing that he's talking about.
It does a wonder on my bicycle chain. Uh-huh. That's the ad they're looking for.
Yeah. Well, why don't they just get Robbie Knievel to go out there and run his motorcycle into a wall and get a crappy and then go ahead and have him clean a chain off with some Dawn.
Thank you.
That's grease.
Yeah,
there you go. See you at Passion of Christ.
Have we ever talked about a product this much?
No, we haven't.
What are we getting for it?
Nothing, which is why we're stopping to talk about
10,000
it. We're stopping talking
dishes.
About it now. I don't believe that, Buzz. I don't believe it, and I don't believe it because of the woman and because of the product.
I know. Was it your prejudice?
There you go.
It's impossible to dispute that claim.
Yet. Dawn. Hi, I'm Dawn. Marry me when you're 18, even though we both know it's a mistake. I'm Dawn. And what am I doing blaming her? I swear to Christ to you. I was standing up there. Yes, my brother, this is the next time he's on the show. When I was standing up there, getting ready to marry that skank, mother of one of my children, I actually said to my brother, who was my best man, this is a gigantic mistake.
You said that to her?
I said it. And he said to me, ask him the next time he's on the show. He said to me, well, why don't you just leave? And I said, look at all these people. I can't do it.
Right.
I totally...
You have a big church wedding?
Yeah, well, you know, Wisconsin church.
Right.
So that, yes, having said that, as big as Wisconsin gets.
So the pressure was. You don't want to be like Dudley Moore and,
it's not Dawn's fault. It's my fault. It's my fault.
What the hell are you calculating?
Still, you couldn't do 10,000 dishes. What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out about if you could. I think you could. It depends on the dishes.
Yeah.
Well, do you count a knife or a fork as a dish?
No. In the commercial, he is jumping over 10,000 standard dinner plates.
You do it with water. That's why you're playing. It's impossible to prove. You should do it with water. It's diluted.
Hello,
concentrate.
Don and Mike. Rob.
Yeah.
Here's another. No, a different Rob. This guy, another fantastic claim about this product.
Another believer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Don, like, they use that to clean up the Exxon Valdez spill.
They use Dawn dishwashing liquid?
Yeah, they use that in, like, big Pampers diapers or something. That's what they have to use to clean the rocks off and all the birds and stuff.
No, wait, it's Procter Gamble got some deal going? Because aren't Pampers a Procter Gamble product?
And I do know this, that they do use Dawn to clean, like, oiled-up birds.
Yeah. Really?
Natural disasters. They shampoo them and rinse them.
But wait. So and it's great in the bedroom.
Can I speak for other dishwashing liquids, please? Mm. Aren't they all made up of the same formula, basically?
Hello?
Hydrochloric acid.
I'm on your side. They're all the same.
They're all the same.
You're a name brand guy.
I'm dying to say the same thing to you on another topic. Bottled water. When you yell at Joe because he gives you Aquafina and you like...
What's the kind you like?
Evian.
Like Evian? Evian.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's the same difference. It's water.
No, well, you don't drink water.
You might.
You drink diet soft drink.
I drink water at home. I drink my...
Yeah, but I drink it every day, and I drink during the entire show, and really...
You ask my wife.
You drink enough of it, you acquire a taste for it.
Mike, hello. I drink 2 liters of bottled water a day.
Right.
At home. But what I do is take the same bottle and just fill my tap with it.
Evian.
I mean, just right out of the tap.
Evian, I mean, if you drink enough water, you do realize water does have a certain taste. And there are waters that taste good and waters that don't.
That's BS.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would tell you.
Water is water.
But no, there are different tastes to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
There are different tastes to it.
That's just as weak an argument as Dawn's a great...
Oh, now immediately you dive right into a weak argument.
No difference between Diet Vanilla Coke or Diet Vanilla Pepsi. No difference.
Right. No difference at all. So it's all caramel colored.
That's right. You're right. You think you're going to trap me there. You're not going to trap me there. And you're right, Rob. I'm brand loyal.
Yeah, you have to be brand loyal.
I'm absolutely brand loyal.
That's why the best.
But I'm anti Dawn. No.
Yes.
You'll come around. Philip.
Yeah.
Phil the Pill, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I think that dishwashing thing is they're doing 10,000 clean dishes. They couldn't possibly wash 10,000 dirty dishes with one bottle of soap.
Man, what a ridiculously inane comment that is. Excuse me.
I mean,
of course you'd have to have some gunk on them.
Don Mike. Midge. Hey, Midge.
Midge?
Is that real name Midge? Is that your name, Midge?
I think for the purposes of this discussion, we should call her Madge.
Hey, Madge.
You're smoking in it.
What's up?
Okay, I have a suggestion if you want to resolve the dispute.
Uh-huh.
We break it down to something that you can manage and test out, say, 100 dishes. And
why don't you do that?
Why don't you do that and let us know
report
how
back to us.
Back.
Well, they can do it at the SPIWAC household.
Rob, would you be willing to wash 100 dishes?
I think that she just hung up.
I don't care for her kind.
You know, and you bring people like that into the discussion.
I want to just say this, Rob. You won't say it, and I'll say it.
Yes?
Streetwalker!
Hey, that's good. We can say that.
We can say whore.
Unprovable theory that you have. You can never prove it.
Common whore.
It's impossible.
Jim. Don and Mike show. Hello, Jim. Jim? I hung up. That's too bad. He had a funny line that said on the screen he was going to say, "You are taking this clean show too far." Get it? The guy had a funny joke.
That's very funny.
That it was up on the screen. But, he hung up.
Should point out that no one, even though I mentioned it in the middle of our Dawn discussion, showed the proper remorse for the death of the hamster at our house.
I heard
no
it,
one
Mike,
showed the remorse.
3 days.
I heard it.
I'd like to know what's wrong.
Well, she's partying with Mads.
She said it was frozen. Huh? No, 3 days. The hamster died in 3 days. No. It was in the middle of my living room in a brand new cage with brand new food.
Let me ask you.
Brand new everything.
And please don't take offense at this. Daddy and his girlfriend around the animal at all? Is there any hijinks going on? Are there any hijinks with you and your gal pal?
You know, we have new standards on this show. You are on dangerous ground, Mr. Spicoli.
I'm simply asking, did you and your girlfriend, like, take the...
No.
Okay.
Did you save the receipt?
No. For the hamster?
I probably could,
but I've had... It was not a pleasant hamster. I didn't have any problems.
Did you
with
kill
it.
The hamster?
I did not kill the hamster.
Sounds to me like you killed the hamster.
I used new bedding.
You know what this might...
Instead of the wood chip things, I used the cotton
motive.
Stuff that they... You know, that...
You have motive, though. You wanted to kill the hamster.
No, I didn't.
And why was there a Percocet missing?
No! Did you like the hamster?
I not particularly.
Did you clean the cage?
No, I mean, I really didn't.
Aha! Uh-huh.
But I would never kill it. It's my kid's hamster.
But
long hair named Chili. We named it Chili.
But you could replace the hamster.
Yeah, I could, but I'll wait till, you know, my kids go through a lot of hamsters.
And it's hard to bury while the ground is frozen.
But the last one I had was horrible. I hated it. I hated that hamster more than any other hamster.
How many hamsters
and the hamster
have there
lived...
been? Mr. Romero, how many hamsters have
between
there been?
Between my ex-wife's house and my house, I think there have been 6 to 8 hamsters.
How do you...
Fetish.
Wow.
Good heavens, no.
Well,
they have a lifespan.
How do you determine a hamster that you like and a hamster that you don't like?
Well, the kids pick them out.
But I know, but you said the last one.
What makes
really
a good hamster?
Oh, why I don't like
them? Yeah, right.
I don't like them if you put your hand near them and they take a chunk out of your finger.
Okay.
So you like them?
That's
to
how
be,
I determine. I like them to be docile.
You like them to be tame and
I know where you're going with
lovable.
This. I know where you're going with this. I don't even have any twine in my house.
Do you denail?
Huh?
Do you claw them?
No.
Do you nail them?
No,
you don't?
No, they got ugly little feet. They got little bird feet.
Did you bury it?
Huh?
Did you bury it?
No, I did not.
Did you flush it?
I put it on a snow shovel and I catapulted it.
Catapulted.
Yeah, into the
Your Honor,
very,
I would,
very large. I'm on a lot of acres out there, and we have hawks and birds and stuff that had probably a pretty good meal.
Did you watch another animal eat the hamster?
No, I just flung it out into the
front
of the yard.
How many dead hamsters would we find piled up in your backyard?
Yeah, they're the only two. There are two that are out there.
A tiny
one. I don't like the idea of flushing an animal down the toilet. And when my kids were there,
well, hold on, to dispose of a hamster, you would never. Flush it down the toilet, right? You flush a fish down the toilet.
Yeah,
the hamster you throw out the window of your car.
Think about that guy the other day that flushed his bird down the
Golden.
Toilet. When Jerry and Johnny called in.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Golden the bird.
That's right, during the big lie the other day.
But it would seem to me that these animals should be... I believe there's a guarantee. I think there's a guarantee on it.
I think it's fair.
It could be.
I swear to God. And who'd you get this? You got this from the hamster land?
One of the big chains.
In case you buy a hamster.
Your pet city or your pet land, pet whatever.
Let me put this the right way. If you love your hamster so much that...
I took care of it.
When your hamster is so loved that the hamster can no longer sustain life, come back to Hamsters R Us and we'll give you another love hamster.
Yeah, you got it. Because they're not... This is the shortest lifespan of any hamster I've ever had.
Is there any sort of way that you need to prove that the hamster passed? I mean, would you have to bring the hamster back?
I don't think so.
Because then there's no quality control. You could go back for dozens.
I don't think that, like right next to where they trim the poodles, there's a little hamster autopsy room, Rob.
Would you mind giving us a DNA sample? Would you mind like they do on CSI where they just get the Q-tip and they just put the Q-tip in the guy's mouth and immediately...
You do a little swab in the hamster's mouth?
Yeah, as soon as they swab a guy's mouth...
I couldn't get that. Even at the time, that would have been impossible because it was... It was rigor mortis is set in the hamster's mouth was closed.
How convenient.
Okay, let's do a conspiracy. Conspiracy theory. I mean, I just don't... I'm surprised after 3 days that the hamster lasted that short a period of time.
You bastard.
I didn't do a thing.
You hamster bastard.
And also the cage...
What did hamster ever do to you?
Do you know the cage that I bought? I bought the brand new cage. I bought the most elaborate, incredible cage. This cage had... It was double leveled. It was one big square cage on top of another. And then it had tubes going up to a higher level.
Where
like
those
a penthouse.
Tubes go, huh? Where'd those tubes end up, Mike?
You're going to make this ugly and it's not true.
Hello, Beth. Don and Mike. Hello.
Mike, I just want to say I love you and I have nothing but the utmost respect for you.
Lay it on me. Go ahead. What is it?
But, baby, what would possess you to buy a horse if you can't keep a hamster alive?
Well, my friend kind of takes care of the horse.
Oh,
it's at his farm. It's at his farm, so I really have, outside of laying down a couple of greenbacks once in a while, I have nothing to do with the care and
stuff. Hey, hold on. Here's Mark, are you there? Hey, Mark.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah, you're on the air, Mark.
All right. Hey, guys. I had a flick hamster in the head.
You had to what?
I had to flick the hamster in the head.
Why?
You had to... It bit my kid.
But,
and it bit through both sides of her finger.
When you
bleed all over.
Yeah,
the place.
I mean,
when you say that, are you indicating that you actually did flush it down the toilet?
No, I flushed it down the toilet after I flicked it in the head.
Put it in the head. That's what he said. I put it in the head.
Yeah, put it in the head.
Wouldn't you be concerned? Like, isn't the hamster bigger than the pipes that go from your toilet to?
No, depends on the size. No, not at all. You could.
Could
you get
3 inches?
It seems to me, isn't just the hole in the toilet, and I know...
No, you can flush a hamster down the toilet.
Could you really?
Yeah, it might cause a problem, I'd say you'd be okay. But about the biting, hamsters have like two sets, like two teeth on top, two on the bottom, that are extremely long. They're like...
You sure do know a lot about it.
Well, they were right through my kid's finger, bud.
Yeah. That's Mike's story, too.
Wow. Yeah, it's
right through her finger.
Hey, but I didn't murder any hamster like you, sir. It sounds like you... Did you kill your hamster?
Well, I flicked in the head, so he let go.
Wait, hold on. Will you set with this dick in the head?
I'm guessing he actually thumped the hamster in the head.
You mean he didn't throw it in the head, meaning head likes the head is the bad? I mean, he actually, like, with his finger went...
Yeah.
Like that, and flicked it in the head?
Dead, so I flushed it, and it went right on down the toilet. Mm. Your toilet pipes are about 3 inches, so, hamster will fit really good in there.
Okay. All right, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
And all right, man. Have a good one.
Don't they continue to grow throughout the hamster's life?
What?
The teeth?
Mm-hmm. I think they can.
So that they don't chew.
Right.
The teeth will get
they, yeah, the teeth will actually continue to grow. And
Hey, Mike.
Yes?
Got a question for you, bud.
Bud.
When you guys were off, I heard the funniest skit. Something you guys had done for a
public... Get out of here. I'm up on you. skit. Here's your skit right here with your Dawn and with your hamsters.
I had nothing to do with the hamster's death, and I would never. No matter what. Well, if it bit through my kid's finger, I might flick it in the head too.
You know what I think? I think they sold you a defective hamster.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
thank
even
you.
A very old one.
And
bingo.
Yeah. You know what I think?
Right.
And I could have said it a week ago.
Yeah, I know you.
You know what I think of me and Mister. Mrs. Hamster.
You know I'm not about that.
Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. I've never been out to Painted Acres.
No,
I've never been to your ranch, Mike.
Yeah, none of you will either. None of you. You understand that?
Stop by the pet
store. I'm raising hamsters out there.
Stop by the pet store and you raise a stink and you get a replacement.
We got a break.
Right.
Fellas, we got a break. We'll be right back.
All right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow, we have Jay Thomas, Catherine Cryer, and Terry McAuliffe, the new head of the Democratic Party. All right, good sir. And Bob Dornan.
Bob Dornan?
What's Bob?
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're hearing a victory symbol. I can't get it. Ow. Here it comes. Hey, take it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Tune for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Joining us now, Bethany Freeman. Let's hear you there, Bethany.
I'm here. Hello.
You're the assistant brand manager, Bethany?
Yes, I am, for Dawn dishwashing liquid.
And Matt, who works in product development. Matt?
Yes, hello.
And Lachelle Lewis, who's the spokesperson for Procter & Gamble.
That's correct.
Hi there.
But you all sound so perky.
All right, here's...
We are. We're excited.
Here's the deal, and they'd welcome a free publicity.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen your ad with Evel Knievel jumping over the 10,000 dishes, and I want to know how you can really wash, and I mean cleanly wash, clean enough to eat off of.
And I will have a question about the quality of the dishes that were washed.
10,000 dishes with only one squeeze bottle of Dawn dishwashing detergent.
Well, we set up a bunch of sinks, added 120 gallons of water to the sinks, and dispensed the Dawn in the sinks, and then we just had, like, assembly lines. We had over 100 people washing the plates. We actually fed people breakfast, some eggs that morning, and then just...
What was on the plates?
Eggs and salsa and cooked in butter.
All right.
Now, do you have documentation of this, or are you just,
It's videotaped. You saw the commercial.
No. How much Dawn did you put in each? How much, you had how many, 100 sinks?
Well, no, we had 13 sinks, I think.
13 sinks?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how much water was in each sink?
Well, 120 gallons divided by 13, so...
Okay, so then in each load of dishes was how much?
Well,
I'm trying to get the math down here. I want to figure this out.
We stacked 10,000 dishes for Robbie's jump, but we actually cleaned over 13,000 dishes. I think the exact number was 13,350 dishes.
From one bottle?
They did more.
Darling, here's what I'm saying to you. You'd have to bring the dish to me to show me that it would really be clean enough to eat off, because in theory... You could wash, if you had enough water, you could wash 100,000 dishes with one drop of Dawn. It would depend how clean you want the dishes to be.
Were they all squeaky, Bethany?
I'm sure they were all squeaky. We actually have, we work with legal to make sure that our formula is up to standards to make this claim.
That is the answer that I was looking for.
They have legal documentation.
If you pass the legal, would you mind passing that along? Could you send a copy?
Is it true? We were talking about this yesterday on the show. Is it really true that they use the dishwashing liquid on oil spills and things like that?
Yeah, we actually have a Save a Duck program where we clean birds, wildlife that have been affected by oil spills, and we donate products every time there's an oil spill, and the experts use Dawn to clean the ducks to set them free.
How many takes did it take Robbie Knievel to get his two or three lines of dialogue?
Perfect every time.
He was. He was great. He was a super person to work with.
What's the secret ingredient in Dawn? I'm going to ask this of Matt.
Is it soap?
The product the product development guy. What's in there, Matt, that makes this such a big oil killer?
Besides soap.
Besides soap?
Mm-hmm. Besides soap.
I was about to tell you all the things we put in there.
Uh-huh.
What are we trying to be like?
A lot of in there.
A lot
of ingredients for studs and a lot of...
Yeah, can you tell immediately I go to the technical guy and the communication breaks down? Like, he's talking when we talk and all that.
He wants to tell you about the 11 herbs and spices that he's put in. This guy's not going to tell you the
Kentucky
truth.
Fried chicken, Matt. Come on.
Tell you the truth.
So does it contain an ingredient or ingredients that your competitors don't have? Is that why people choose it for cutting grease?
We actually have the same ingredients as our competitors.
You do. Really? It what makes
so
yours...
what you're saying is, I could go buy a bottle of Cascade and clean 10,000 dishes with that as well.
Because Cascade you use in your dishwasher.
Yes, for dishwasher. That's dishwashing, automatic dishwasher.
You know, a Palmolive.
There you go, Palmolive. What, Lachelle, what makes Dawn so special?
Well, Dawn is a brand that, I mean, it's been around for so long. It's loved by consumers. We've proven, as we did with this event, in LA, that we go the distance, you know, that there's a lot of value in a bottle of Dawn. 125-ounce bottle of Dawn. Wash more than 10,000 dishes, so.
Hey, Lachelle, how do you feel about people in our audience who I know are listening right now on a budget who have to use it to bathe with? And I'm kidding. Listen. Am I the only one?
Spoken like a man who's maybe been there.
Am I the only one in this room that's been poor enough to really say there happened back in the day? There were times when.
Did you wash with dishwashing liquid back in the day?
I washed actually.
I washed my hair and would wash my private areas. Yes.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, we definitely don't recommend that. I wouldn't recommend that.
Why? Would there be irritation?
No irritation, but that's not the best use of the formula.
You know, we have ivory. We've got so many other different things.
Oh, there you go.
Stop with the plug. See, here's the thing. If you're broke, you buy this and you get three things out of it. First,
would it make your hair squeaky clean?
If it grease out of your hair.
If it does all that, I'm right. Yeah. So first,
your hair starts coming out in clumps.
You'd be able to wash your dishes.
Right.
Second, you could wash your car.
Right.
Who hasn't washed their car and gone in and got
I have washed my car with dishwashing.
Of course.
And that's okay.
Oh, so that's okay, but it's not okay to use it as shampoo?
Well, you know, we just don't...
Or in my case, the all-over body wash.
I'm sure it would be much nicer to use Pantene.
Pantene. There you go. Another Procter and Gamble. Hey, what about brushing the teeth?
Corporate shill.
No, Crest is better for that.
Crest. I'm just trying to get all the products. Could you eat for breakfast? Could you eat
the Pringles?
Enough. Here's the deal. Now you send us a big box of all of your products.
Yeah, you got to send us stuff now. We've never been this shameless giving someone free publicity.
Only because we didn't believe your claim.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's videotaped. How could you not believe it?
Oh, it's a videotape. I don't believe it.
You know, you believe everything you see on TV.
Videotape.
Like David Blaine. Yeah, I think we want a supersize box of products.
Yeah.
We would love to send you guys products.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Hold on. Thank you, Bethany.
You've all been very nice.
Congratulations on your success.
From Procter & Gamble.
Thank you so much.
Bethany, Matt, and Lachelle. Thank you, guys. Hold on a second, please. Hold on for your prizes.
Well,
basically,
I'm shocked.
Basically,
was I right about the spokesperson? You know, came in with the weakest. Oh, it's been around for a long time.
And what I got out of that, basically, it's the same as all the other stuff.
Yeah,
all the same. I'm shocked and embarrassed to learn that because I was saying I thought it had some magical ingredient.
Well, I believe there was one person on this show who claimed it was better than everything else.
Yeah,
Rob.
Still is better. I tell you, I just know that right now there's two ladies that are wanting to beat the hell out of that guy. It's no different than anything else.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not what you say.
See, that's the technical guy that's not going to lie to you.
You can trust him. Yeah.
It's the same stuff. And I maintain you can watch
it. Stuff. It's really no different. The compounds are identical.
Listen,
so it's all PR.
And listen, if it or any other dishwashing product could clean up the Exxon Valdez.
Mm-hmm.
And your car,
and ducks,
and dishes and ducks,
mm-hmm.
Well, God, you could use it on your hair.
Well, you're drying, though. They over-dry your skin in your hair. That's the problem with a soap like that.
Hold on a second, but in a pinch, Buzz. Here's Gail. Gail?
Hi.
You wash your hair with Dawn?
I used to when I was, like, when big hair was in and used to tease it way up.
No. Okay.
And after a week of hairspray buildup, I would get just clumps of hairspray that I couldn't get out with regular hairspray, with regular shampoo.
So you'd use Dawn?
I'd use the Dawn, let it sit for a few minutes, wash it out, and then use like a heavy conditioner on it once a week.
Wow, did it get the smell of cigarette smoke out of your hair?
Cigarette smoke, beer, gin, whatever.
Whatever. Thank you, honey.
Uh-huh.
See you later. Wow.
I can't believe you didn't mention their chief competitor.
Bye-bye. Who's that?
Joy! That's one of my favorite products. Joy!
Try the almond.
Oh, and that's the great Rupert Pumpkin.
Yes.
The right, he's got the, here, want to see my pride and joy?
Right, joy.
And then he pulls out the thing. And you know, incidentally, can I just mention something that I find rather liberating about having to do the show that we're doing now, and right, we're all fine with?
What is that?
I just want to point this out. I don't think anymore, given this climate and the type of show that they want us to do, I don't think we have to back reference anymore what joy is or what pride is to today's metrosexual who might not know the references that we're making.
Yeah, okay.
Right, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't have to go. We don't have to explain things.
Explain everything.
Right. I mean, as far as like going way back, that is
right, liberating. I mean,
are you talking about Pupkin?
Yeah.
You saying like it's king of comedy?
Like anybody that's listening to this show now, given the fact that you're not going to hear us talk about how we'd love to have sex with strippers and you know, put things in places and stuff
like that. Right,
okay, so it's a given. Mm-hmm. If you're going to listen to the show, you got to at least have a working knowledge of King of Comedy.
So popular culture is what you're talking about.
Right. That we shouldn't have
popular
to.
Popular culture, and you got to go. You got to give us a date, though. Popular culture, circa and forward.
Circa, what was the year we were born? 58?
59.
All right, 60.
60.
Circa 60.
We can make references and we don't have to back sell them.
And if you're talking to Buzz, that would be circa 30.
That's right. Oh, I saw a great movie about when Buzz was kicking around. That movie with Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall, Open Range.
Yeah.
It was great.
Buzz was in the
1890s. Those were the days.
Buzz was an extra in that movie, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was fantastic.
But I mean, he
had a technical consultant.
Oh. Don and Mike show. Hello. John.
Hey, Don and Mike.
John.
Hey,
hi.
How you doing?
Hey.
What's up, guys? I just want to let you know, the other day I washed one dish with 1/10,000th of a bottle of Dawn.
1/10,000th.
Later, hello. Don and Mike show. Marty, hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, I wanted to give a testimonial. I operate some car washes here in California. Whenever we have hydraulically oil leak, we pour Dawn into our water tank to separate the oil from the water so we can skim it out of you.
But listen, what the people from Procter & Gamble said was, my friend, do yourself a favor. Go to the El Cheapo aisle,
right?
Buy the generic, because the guy from Procter & Gamble said,
it's the same.
They're all the same.
They have to have the ingredients on there, right? So it's easy. Or do they? No, they don't have to list any secret ingredients that they might have.
So, it's not like food products where you have to list all the ingredients.
Yeah, it's not like
that. Think about that. Like, they have some super soap ingredient that nobody else has.
Herbs and spices.
Come on.
Well, they might. I mean, you know, like with laundry detergent, sometimes they use an enzyme or something that their competitor doesn't have.
Seeds.
Yeah.
Twigs.
And also, it's not just the ingredients, but the secret amounts.
Blood, yes. The formula, the mix.
Don and Mike. Hello, John.
Rob rallying on his experience at the local Safeway grocery store.
John. Hey, John.
Comes in handy.
How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Just so I wanted to provide a little insight about using Dawn for car washing.
Yeah.
It will strip off the wax off your car.
Yeah, it can dry out the paint.
I've heard that, but I've always lived with the consequences. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always that way when you get a car. At first, when you get a car, you think, I'm always going to treat this car so beautifully. And my car, you've seen my car, it's pretty clean.
Yeah, you were the only one when we were going through those ice storms and they had all the grit and the sand and the mud on the roads. Your car was pristine.
Well, you know why? Because I would always go to those cheapo car washes with the Exxon, the kind that you shouldn't go to that have, like, those plastic brushes.
They're brushes, right? And they dig into the upholstery.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
Horrible.
Well, how do they dig into the upholstery?
Not the upholstery, the finish.
It goes right through the body. Dig into the upholstery if you got your windows open.
So if you ever look closely, if you go into one of those real bad ones, and they don't, you know, they talk, that's why car washes say brushless, you go into the brush upholstery, not the upholstery, I keep saying upholstery, and they actually smear rubber or plastic off of those bristles onto your car.
But I'm saying it's like after a while, you know. So it's still a good-looking car. I keep good care of it.
You do it enough, but the outside of your car has a plastic sheen on it.
That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Nice, cool plastic sheen.
Nice, cool gun.
Hello, Danielle.
Yes.
Hi.
I have a Jack Russell with serious skin allergies. She gets hot spots from chewing on herself. I gave her Enjoy, and it takes all the hot spots away.
See, now, look at what you found out on this show today. Hey, where's that freaking Heloise lady that we need her? I mean, we're all up in her territory right now.
Right. Thanks for sharing with us where the hot spots are on your dog. That's a little dangerous right there.
Yeah.
We almost went into the peanut butter cabinet there.
We did. Tell me, how often do you do this to your dog?
How often do you bathe your dog?
Every other week.
Wow.
Whether he needs it or not.
And
I'm assuming it's a he. I've got no reason to even ask about it.
Is it a male dog?
It's a female.
Oh, nice. Really?
Rubber is fast and as hard as I want to.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
You and your dog. I'm sorry. We try to behave now, but when you talk about a dog and dishwashing liquid
and hot spot,
this temperous.
Let me just ask this. Do you own a video camera?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Great show, guys.
Bye. Thanks. Hello, Joe, Mike.
Don and Mike.
I know it's, who's this? Is this
Don and Mike?
Is this a guy?
Yes.
I got all kinds of different names on the screen. Who is this?
Mike.
Hi, Mike. What can we do for you?
Don and Mike Joy dot dishwashing liquid is people.
And that is to me.
Oh, was that like a Soylent Green thing?
Yes.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys one last time for being here. It's the best day ever.
Don't even start with me, Franklin. Okay, you need to walk away from this ASAP.
What?
You need to get out, Frankie.
Well, this is it, Frank. It's now or never. You need to get out of here while you're still single.
I'm not single.
She's 30 yards away from you. You're still single right now.
Come on. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Once you get that 6 months, you don't think that's going to change? I got a wife, kids. Do I sound like a happy guy to you, Frankie? Yeah, there's my wife. Now, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
She's coming down the aisle, Beanie. Let it go.
All right, let me be the first to say congratulations to you, then. You get one vagina for the rest of your life. Real smart, Frankie. Way to work it through.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together to join Franklin and Marissa.
Don't do it. My throat's dry. I'm sorry. I'm a smoker.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
There seems to be a real fascination recently with UFOs.
Yes.
And I'll start with you, Mike. And what was it that you heard in your backyard? A tomcat?
No, Don, they were aliens from another planet.
No, you said they were aliens and it was just a cat in heat.
No, it was actually, you're confused. I heard aliens in my backyard when I was out. Tomcat.
And then we had the lady on the show this week who went into space, but not really into space. She went up in a rocket in Russia.
She flew 85,000 feet to the edge of space.
Right.
And I thought that was fixed.
So today we've got Steve Bassett. He's a UFO activist.
Of course he is.
And he says that...
he's a space hound.
Yeah, UFO contact is overtaking gay marriage as the big issue.
Wow.
Uh-huh. We've been talking all about the big issues, gay marriage, naughty DJs, Janet Jackson's breast.
Do you believe?
Smoking in the movies. Do I believe what?
In UFOs.
Do I believe in them? I'm looking at one right now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well.
You believe Buzz is from another planet?
Yes, I do.
I believe very much in UFOs.
I used to.
I believe in extraterrestrial life.
I don't either. I used to when I was into Star Trek.
So, I mean, I got three non-believers here. I'm the only one.
Here's the thing.
I wanted to believe.
I believe it. But again, my beliefs are now based in Star Trek. I believe that, there is life out there, but they're looking at us right now. We're too stupid.
Yeah.
This is Steve. Can I help you?
Steve, this is Don and Mike. How you doing, dude?
Hey, Don, I'm doing just fine.
Now, Steve is a UFO activist, and Steve, you think that UFO and the fact that they're out there, this is bigger than gay marriage. Right?
That's what they wrote in that press release that came out of San Diego, yeah. That's not what I said.
Well, what did you say so we can decide if we want to keep you on the show?
It's a major political issue that's about to, I think, blow out. It's going to explode.
Now, you say why? You say in the next 4 years you think this issue of UFO, you think something's going to happen, something's going to be proven, we're going to have something revealed to us? What is your point here?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
It could happen a lot sooner than 4 years. It could happen this year. Hmm. It's real simple. There's ETs, there's extraterrestrial presence. Government knows about it, has known about it for 57 years.
Robbie, where's
hasn't
the
told us.
We need the cuckoo sound effect.
But pressure has been mounting from a lot of sources to end that cover-up and come out and say, look, yeah, we got them. We know about them. Don't worry about them. That process is called the politics of disclosure. It's been underway for about 10 years.
Slow down, Steve. Are you sweating, my friend? It sounds to me like you're really you're working up a lather there.
Yeah, I was getting a little hyperventilated.
A little hyperventilated.
Now, you really say that President Bush is planning to reveal the truth about UFOs and extraterrestrials on this planet?
I think it's under consideration in the administration, yes.
I mean, every U.S. president for 57 years has known that there are ETs?
Some have known more than others. Recently, the Republican
Are you saying that Men in Black is true?
Absolutely. The movie is completely true.
Okay, there you go. Wow. As far as I'm concerned, this interview is over. I have no further questions. I'm out. I'm ready to turn over all of my cards and say this guy's a loon.
Well, let him present his hard evidence first.
The Paradigm Research Group is holding a big conference in April, April 16th through 18th, called the X Conference, Exopolitics Expo.
Right.
And it's out of the Hilton Gaithersburg. The public can come out wide open. We got 25 speakers coming in from.
Do you live with your mom?
What now?
Do you live with your mom?
No.
You don't? Good. She's passed on.
You've never been institutionalized?
Never.
Are you married?
No.
Ever been?
No.
Like girls?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so how old are you?
57.
57, so you're a confirmed bachelor.
You ever work?
It's starting to look that way.
You ever work in the church?
No.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
A taller Richard Dreyfuss.
Dreyfuss.
There you go.
Not bad.
And these aliens, these ETs, as you were, that are walking among us.
Not among us. I'm not confident about that, but they're up in the sky. People have been seeing them for quite a while. You know about that. Look, let me ask you, fellas. Do either one of you think that all these sightings that we've been having for five decades are involved ETs?
No.
Nope?
No.
Okay.
No, I do not.
About half the American public, though, thinks they are.
That half is wrong, sir.
What is the best piece of evidence you can offer?
Oh, in the last 6-7 years, about 50 members of our own government, military, Air Force, Army, some intelligence people, have been coming forward and spilling the beans.
Really? Who are these people?
Colonels, captains, generals,
pilots. Can you name them? Colonel Sanders, Captain Crunch.
Lieutenant Colonel Corso is one of the key people. His book, Day After Roswell, was pretty important. Graham Methune, Robert Salas, who was a SAC-based commander when a UFO came down and shut down the missiles.
Are you starting to mop your brow with a kerchief right now as your eyes dart wildly around the room?
My only thing I'm sweating now is the X conference. Which is going to be a big event.
That's like your big Star Trek convention, right?
Do people like roll into town in a lot of outfits made out of aluminum foil?
No aluminum. This is an aluminum foil free conference, which people can find out about by going to x-conference.com.
I promise we'll plug your website. When's the last time you were on a date with a woman?
Oh, man, you're being hard on me.
We're just trying to get some information.
I'm just trying to figure out if, you know, right now, listen, here's the mental picture I have.
It's a legitimate question.
Do you watch The Simpsons?
Are you kidding? The number one show of all time,
great.
Simpsons, number
great.
10, so I feel here's, number 3,
okay.
West Wing.
Okay, here's the guy that I have.
Second West Wing reference on the show.
Yeah. Here's the guy that I have pictured in my mind as you. You know the guy that owns the comic book store?
yeah, I know him.
Okay, so
do you have a ponytail? Oh, really?
No, I'm actually a pretty cool guy. I could even hang with you guys. I swear to God, I'm as normal as you can get. Got a degree in physics and.
Then let's talk about when. Who was the last girl you were involved with? A humanoid.
Let's see. After Uma, wait a minute.
Has it been a long time, Steve?
Has there ever been? Yep. Are you a virgin, sir?
No. I'm an activist, and we tend to be a little obsessive.
Have the aliens probed you?
No.
You've never been taken up in a spaceship?
I have a fully probeless lifestyle.
Do you believe that there are people that have been abducted?
Yes.
Wow.
When's the last time, seriously, you're on a date with a girl? In a real date?
I think it was about 2 years ago. We went to the place in Adams Morgan.
Wow. Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm ready to send this to the jury.
I'm inviting you, both of you, Don and Mike,
to
come out to the X Conference April 16th.
Not a chance.
Come to the banquet.
Hold on, Steve, hold on just 1 second there.
Yeah.
You say come out to the X Conference. We're not involved in any kind of illicit drugs, are we?
No. This is holy. We got a banquet on Saturday night.
Are you sure? Because we love ecstasy. I mean, we love to score some ecstasy.
You're following your rally and your entourage, and it could be an opportunity for me. You know what I'm saying?
We love to roll on X. Mom,
so you have a
star.
Standing invitation to come to the X Conference and see for yourself just how real this is getting.
All right.
Hey, I'll ask a trivia question for you, okay?
Mm-hmm, okay.
Does this name ring a bell? Roberta Chestnut.
Wow.
Who is that, Mike?
No. Doesn't ring a bell?
Who's Roberta Chestnut?
I did a UFO lady. I did a term paper on back at American University.
You did a term paper on UFOs?
Yes, I did.
Ha. And is it possible the reason you did that is that you were an abductee but you don't know it yet?
Hold on, if I could answer, is it possible that he did it because it was just an easy way to get through a class?
There you go.
And right on.
Bingo. There's the bell.
There you go.
I have a question, Steve.
Yeah.
In the movie Star Wars, where was the cantina located?
Very good.
Well, the cantina was on, was it Tatooine?
Tatooine.
Partial credit.
Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
the interesting thing is, though, you mentioned Star Wars. Most of the Generation X kids, right, when the government finally tells them that there are ETs here and they pretty much look like the ones you've been seeing in the ads for the last 2 years,
Last 2 years, hey, Steve?
What?
The last 2 years, have you ever stopped just for a second to think what it would be like to be with a woman? I mean, not even to be intimate, just to, you know, go to the movies with a girl that doesn't smell like guy.
Yeah,
you know,
have a nice date.
Yeah, I occasionally have those. That's what I'm saying. Look, come to the conference.
All right.
All right,
we will.
Okay. How's Spalding Gray doing?
I'm doing better than he is.
Yes, you are.
All right, Stephen Bassett, everybody.
Yes, thanks a lot.
He's out there. He's available. Steve, what's your website, sir?
www.x-conference.com.
If you ever get that confirmation, will you call us right away?
Hey, absolutely. First to know.
Thank you.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. All right, get back to wiping your brow.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye, Steve.
That's he's dedicated. That's why he hasn't been near a woman.
We've heard everything we needed to hear. I believe we've not been with a woman.
You haven't taken it to the jury, but I think you know that the jury's verdict is unanimous.
You know when that went tragic? Is when he said that he was over 50.
Yeah, 57.
57.
Yeah. Staring down 60.
57 and never been married and 2 years without a date. I think he's got other priorities.
And he had one moment that I'm sure will isolate where he had almost a hiccup in his voice.
Hello.
Okay, you got it too. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, fourth and two, that's where I can waste the timeout in a kicking situation. You never do that, but I got a coach that said, well, it's this much, we're going for it. But you know what it was? It's 2 yards instead of that much. You couldn't see it because the marker's on the other side of the field. Couldn't tell where it is. Couldn't get out of the coaching box. I'd like to get another penalty.
Can you give us just a few basic comments about your feelings on the game?
Well, naturally, I feel bad about losing a ball game like that. There's no way you should lose that ball game. But just doesn't make sense.
What's your opinion of Kingman's performance?
What's my opinion of Kingman's performance? What the f*** do you think is my opinion of it? I think it was put that in. I don't opinion of his performance. He beat us with three home runs. What the f*** do you mean? What is my opinion of his performance? How can you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance? He hit three home runs. I'm f***ed up to lose the f***ing game. And you ask me my opinion of his performance. I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance?
Yes, it is. I asked it, and you gave me an answer.
Well, I didn't give you a good answer because I'm mad, but I mean...
That wasn't a good question.
That's a tough question to ask me right now. What is my opinion of his performance? I mean, you want me to tell you what my opinion of his performance is?
You just did.
That's right. Guy hits three home runs against us.
Down and back show.
It was number one.
Down and back show.
Time to turn it on.
Down and back show.
Turn your radio to the
Down and back show. Down and back show.
They got the news now.
Down and back show.
Turn your radio to the
Down and back show. The Down and back show.
The Down and back show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Mr. 40 is here.
Hey.
His brother, Grady Smoke, is here.
Yep. Hey.
They came in, dropped off their big cooler chest, and bring them in now as we get ready to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Oh, excuse me, Buzz, how do you...
Negro de Mayo.
Negro de Mayo.
Negro de Mayo.
And it's Mr. 40 and his brother Grady Smoke.
Here they come. Let's give them a nice round of applause.
Yeah, wow. Long time, no see.
Welcome.
No kidding.
It's been a long time. And, you know, I love Mr. 40, but Mr. 40, these appearances are even better when it's Mr. 40 and his brother Grady Smoke.
Yeah. Very, very true, Mike. Much like peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, they just go together really well, and they seem to bring out the best in each other.
You know, chocolate and peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you. There's just something,
yeah,
you know.
Some things work better when there's just another guy around.
So, hi guys. Here they are, Grady Smoke and Mr. 40. Now, 40.
Yeah.
Step right up. Good morning. How you doing?
Having a little trouble with the headphones. How long? When did you guys start celebrating Cinco de Mayo? Negro de Mayo.
March 12th.
January. New Year's Eve.
You got to get closer to the microphone,
oh,
Grady.
Oh, boy. You know, Mr. 40, I'm going to make a prediction here. I believe your brother Grady is has lapped you officially. I think Grady is ahead of the curve, shall we
Grady
say.
Grady, he on a different track.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm a couple of 40s now.
Yeah.
So, got me some Negronas in the cooler.
Negronas.
Negronas.
40, where the hell have you been now?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how long has it been since you've come in?
Been about a year.
About a year? Where you been? What have you been doing?
Listen, man, I'm switching my schedule so that I'm free in the afternoons or some. I'm here.
Oh, good.
Right.
Man, I think there was maybe like one time in the last year you came by, and it was one day that we were jam-packed.
Right.
But the door, right. I almost forgot that's your trademark.
So you gave me a bottle of Irish whiskey. That, you know, hey. You didn't have to do that, 40. That's
right, nice. Right.
Oh, look, he brought you a bunch of stogies?
That's right. That's from my personal humidor.
Right. Wow, these are some nice cigars.
Oh, come on.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to bring you some blunts.
Okay.
Grady?
Not from your brother, maybe.
Anything
from
me, Grady?
That's great.
Oh, yeah, Buzz wants to... Buzz.
We'll talk later. We'll talk later.
So it's been about a year since you've... And officially, what Grady and Mr. 40 are doing today, they're paneling with us for a while.
They're paneling on the show. It's been a long time. You know, the best memory I have is we were doing... Was it the show where we were driving around town in a van?
Yeah. Oh, and Mr. 40 was following us, and then...
And Mr. 40... We're Mr. 40... Grady and Mr. 40 were in the same car.
And John Q. Law showed up, and all of a sudden, we lost those...
I've never seen a car stop quicker.
We lost those two guys. They weren't following us anymore.
Didn't see them, after.
So, Chuck, it's been a year.
Oh, you're killing him, Chuck.
I'm calling him by his real name. He's so not Chuck.
No.
You are so not Chuck. That's like calling Charles Barkley Chuck. I mean, Chuck is definitely the white devil name. Chuck. You got to be Charles.
Chuck, easy in love.
So, away from
Wait, you never heard that?
This
wait,
guy.
Wait, you never heard that song, Chuck E's in Love?
Chuck E's in Love.
You never heard that?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. 40?
Yeah.
He heard the song.
This is great.
Yeah. He heard the song.
This is, I think I
incidentally, you know what we're doing, right?
A different version, though.
We're paneling.
Like, do you remember on the old Mike Douglas show and Johnny Carson show, what they would do? They'd bring, like, Jamie Farr out, and then when it was time for McLean Stevenson, Jamie Farr would just move down one seat on the couch.
Right.
Not like on today's modern talk shows.
Right.
They all would hang around. So you would have, you know, Phyllis Diller sitting next to Bobby Sherman, sitting next to Lorne Greene.
Exactly. And I have to point something out early on. Because of the holiday, the regular fare is not being consumed here. Mr. 40, you're not going to be going with the 40s today. You'll be going with the Coronas. Is that right?
Negronas.
And incidentally, good pop culture relatable. Yes, Lorne Greene. On Battlestar Galactica, I heard you say that. He was also on the Bonanza.
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 Mm-hmm. Did you guys get a chance to say hi to Rob?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys.
How about Buzz?
Rob, have a Negrona.
Thank you,
So what is...
Hey,
what,
Buzz.
Hey, how you doing?
What does Cinco de Mayo mean to you, Mr. 40?
Drink it.
Okay, can you elaborate beyond that? What does Cinco de Mayo mean to you? I'll tell you, to me...
May 5th.
To me, you're right. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean anything, but I'm thinking maybe you have a deeper understanding.
No.
You do not. Grady Smoke, what does Cinco de Mayo mean to you?
I didn't know what it was until the 40 told me on the way out.
Okay, what is it?
Today.
What is it?
It's a day to drink.
Well, there you go.
I think actually... Isn't it the Mexicans beating the French in a war?
Is it?
I think it is.
I really don't know what the significance of Cinco de Mayo. Buzz, can you enlighten us?
I know that sounds ridiculous, but
Cortez or somebody?
The French.
Was it Cortez?
You know, I know it sounds ridiculous, the French against the Mexicans.
The conquistadors?
But I do believe, and listen, I book schooled. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know anything about...
I'm a high school graduate. I'm not a college graduate like you guys.
I don't know Spanish history at all, so I don't really know.
Mexico declared its independence from Mother Spain on midnight the 15th of September. It took 11 years before the Spanish soldiers left Mexico, and when they did, it was on May 5th.
Ah, so the Spanish got out of Mexico on May 5th.
Right.
Cinco de Mayo.
It has nothing to do with the French. See, I am stupid. I am stupid always.
Well, at least I had no idea it had any significance at all. I thought it was a bar date.
I would be the guy on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They would go, the day that the Mexicans defeated France. I would go, yes, Regis, and that is my final answer.
Do you know, seriously, I thought this was much like Valentine's Day. I thought this was like a created holiday by, you know, people that wanted to sell booze.
Well, I think it's definitely been turned into a Valentine's Day type celebration.
Yeah, they make a big deal out of it, and you know, I hope it becomes very successful.
What are you doing, Smoke? I'm sorry, 40. What are you guys doing?
No, it's just like St. Patrick's Day. It's the drink.
There you go.
Well, now you've heard Mike's feeling. Now you've heard Mike's
feeling. It's not green.
Everyone has a drinking holiday except for the black people.
The black people don't have a drinking holiday?
What's our holiday to drink?
I drank on my
leave. You know your holiday is to drink? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think it's just like Christmas.
It is.
I think Cinco de Mayo is just like Christmas.
A day to drink.
Like
a day to drink.
Yes,
a day to drink.
In my house, Christmas is a day to drink.
I think any day is a day to drink.
Well, last night in my house was a day to drink.
I think that's a good
American Idol night is a day to drink
in my
house.
But I think there's a stigma, as we all know, about drinking in America. And I think any time you can make a day, like Cinco de Mayo, to get together and have one, you know, it's less stigma.
Or so Halloween.
What would you say?
Have one.
Or Mother's Day.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to get hammered on Mother's Day. Frida's going to love
it. Oh, in my house, you know, you can it's an all-day drunk.
That's a drinking holiday.
Hold on. Who set it off? I didn't even hear
you
it.
You did.
I'm the worst.
You do.
I'm the man. Rob, put the click thing in.
Yeah.
Come on, put the sound in. Please put the sound effect in.
Click.
Sorry about that.
Now, you guys brought some food, too?
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. David.
Yes, sir, Don.
David.
You should congratulate yourself, Mr. Don.
Why is that, David?
The significance of Cinco de Mayo, and I'm sorry, Buzz, is that the Mexican army beat the French army against impossible odds. The French army was much larger than the Mexican army at a certain battle. In Puebla, Mexico is where this happened. And that is the significance of Cinco de Mayo. It happened on May the 5th.
I didn't want to go on and on, but that's when they drove out the French army as well. And the English were there. They were occupied.
Wait. I didn't want
to. We got a controversy.
Wait, you say, I didn't want to go on and on and on. They drove out the French army. Why did you leave me? Why you kill it? Why you leave me hanging?
Well, how does this leave you hanging?
Because you could have said, oh, yes, I see that it has something to do with them fighting the French.
You didn't say there was something about the French.
Partly their independence from Spain, but no, I didn't mention the French army, which they also drove out. That was huge, but the British were there as well. So it was the French and the British and the Spanish.
So the Mexican army drove everybody out of their country.
That's
on
right.
Cinco, and they all left on Cinco de Mayo.
That's when it ended, yeah.
I'm getting a lot of pressure from Grady and 40 to drink on the show
pressure.
Today.
You know,
we just had a drinking show.
Go ahead, Mike.
I think that's very irresponsible.
Come on.
I don't know.
Mike.
I want to be. You guys got any ice?
Hey, Mike, do it for the kids.
Okay, very good.
That's what you always say. When you got any doubt?
Rob, I'm going to need some.
Do it for the kids. All right. Thank you, David.
You're very welcome.
Won't reward you with a prize simply because I was right, I think. Hello, Fernando. Here's a guy I would trust.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hey, Fernando. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. Actually, you know, that last caller was, he was mostly right, but somewhat wrong. It wasn't the army that beat the French. It was Mexican peasants.
But either way, hold on. Did they beat the French or not?
They beat the French army.
There you go.
Mexican,
you know what that is? Ladies and gentlemen, that is a triumph of your failing public school system.
Mm-hmm. You know, you really should be commended. I had no idea that it had any significance whatsoever.
I pulled it right out of my arse.
Right.
Pulled it right out of there.
Proud of you.
God knows there's room in there.
You got it, buddy.
See you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You know what that is there? That's the American knowledge system right there. All in my head. Look at that. I had that in there. Yes. So what are you enjoying, Mike?
Having a little Irish whiskey that was brought to me as a gift from my good friend, Mr. 40.
What?
He knows what I like.
Oh, you want a little, Grady? Grady wants some of that?
Cinco de Mayo.
A little taste. Never had this type.
You got lots of ice in there? You got a little sort of,
You've never had Irish whiskey, Grady?
No, never, no.
It's pretty powerful stuff.
How about 3 cubes of ice in there? I'm going to mix it with.
Okay. Right.
I think Mike will tell you the best way is just drink it down as fast as you can.
Actually, it's a sipping whiskey.
It's sipping.
Yeah. I know. I was trying to get him to just gulp it down real fast.
I don't think he needs any more. You know? I think he's doing just fine.
So how's the family, Mr. 40?
Everybody's cool.
You know, I love it when you play up the stereotypes.
Isn't that great? He's got Popeye's chicken.
He brought some Popeye's fried chicken in today.
That's great.
And none extra.
Nothing makes Negro de Mayo better than fried chicken and 40s.
Are these those Popeye's chicken fingers? Is that what it is?
Spicy?
In honor of Cinco de Mayo?
Yep.
That's great.
You know, Mr. 40's real big on making hand motions, which don't really always translate on the radio.
No, we enjoy
when you were talking about
he takes a while to ramp up, you know? Yeah.
When you were talking about your love of these chicken fingers, you did the thing, you put your fist to your chest, like, you know,
cups coming in as we
up here at the traffic copter. Mr. 40, Grady Smoke. And Mike.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
more Cinco de Mayo calls. Hello, Skip.
Yo, what's up, y'all?
Happy Negro de Mayo.
That's right. It's the Brothers' Day, man.
What up, Skip?
So, yo, 40, what up, man? Hey, good for holding it down.
Yeah.
And, but I'm a little disappointed in you, Don, that you chose Mr. 40 as your guest.
Why?
Your brother's a black man. How come he couldn't represent? Jimmy should be here. Show,
I bet Jimmy's celebrating this holiday.
Don, you ask Mr. Ford. You tell him about your brother and see if he'll agree.
He knows my brother. There's like 3 or 4 guys that love calling and say my brother's black.
Universally agreed, I bet. You calling your brother?
Yeah. I bet he doesn't know the real meaning of it, of Cinco de Mayo.
Do you think he's planning on celebrating it?
I would bet yes, he is.
All right, I'm going to go with you on that.
We say he's going to knock some back tonight. What, Robbie?
Because of, or he just will have a few?
Oh, no, I think because of. I think in celebration of.
Serving.
Always looking. You know, there's always the chance he could celebrate the way Grady does.
Mm-hmm.
Big holiday up in Wisconsin.
You got a phone call, Grady?
Hello?
He's not sure.
Hello?
Hey, boy, your bum. Go away, boy, your bum.
Hey, that was
Is that his answering machine?
Yeah, don't you love it when people have clever messages on the machine?
Go away, boy, you bother me.
Uh-huh. Hey, it's me. We were just wondering if you're celebrating Cinco de Mayo today, Jimmy. This is me, your brother.
Michael Source.
And hi, it's me, Mike.
Michael Mirror.
And Grady and 40.
Grady.
And 40.
In the house.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye then.
Bye then, Jimmy. Bye bye. All right, well, he's not there. But the Cinco de, the Negro de Mayo calls are coming in.
I think it's a great party so far.
You know.
Hello, Nikki.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, my friend.
Nikki.
Little Nikki.
Nikki.
Darling Nikki.
Nikki, I'm so fine.
Oh. No, that's Mickey, not Nikki.
Nikki is, did something with magazines.
But she was darling.
Yeah, that's right. A little delayed reaction from 40 over there.
You got black cousins.
That was the controversial side of Prince.
Yes, very, very
controversial. That's Darling Mickey.
Wonderful lyric. We all remember it. That looks great, doesn't it? Doesn't that food that he's eating look good?
How is it? How is it, Mr. 40?
It's good. I almost had to make you press that button.
Oh, is it? Oh, were you going to say?
You mean it was that good?
It's something. It's a word that starts with the letters. Good. It's that good. Yeah. Ricky, what can we do for you?
Hey, I would like to tell you guys, especially to Mr. 40 and to his brother Grady.
Yes.
How much more I love these guys than Robert the Angry Mailman. These guys are head and shoulders above, and I wish you would consider.
Well, they're so well spoken.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's right.
Everybody has their favorites.
And I love it.
This is Robert the Mailman.
We got him on tape. You know, hey, listen, screw you. I love all of my brothers equally, but
I do too. Don't try to lump everybody into one big category, sir.
Bobby Mailman.
I'm trying not to lump them in. I'm trying to say I love these two guys, but Robert is just
right. But you're categorizing them because they're black.
No, because they're not threatening.
I mean, you put Robert and Grady and Mr. 40 all in the nice little bag there.
Yeah, because it's the black category.
These are the two blacks that I like.
Yes.
I don't like the other black because he's militant.
That's exactly what you're doing, sir.
He's like coming in like those guys at the Olympics with his fist up in the air. And these guys, well, they're nice colored boys.
Well, it's because they're medicated.
You know, I love saying something like that, making them laugh when they're eating and drinking.
Yeah, I think. So
if I say I like Tom Gavin better than I do Dennis Murphy, does that mean just because there's a white
category? That means you're categorizing our
the tard card.
The tard card.
Even though technically Dennis is not a tard,
he's not a tard at all.
You would put Dennis in the category with Tom.
And who do you like better, Dennis or Tom?
Absolutely, Tom Gavin.
Mm. Yeah, me too, Rob.
Interesting. Hey, I'm sorry. I'll stand up for the stumper.
I love Dennis, you know.
I'll stand up.
I do that just so the next time he sees me, he can go, Okay, Mike.
Okay, Mike. Yeah,
I think Dennis is less threatening.
Hold on. Here is D. D in Vermont. Hi, D.
Hey, I have a correction on the Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
It's actually the day Leah Remini drove the stomach virus out of Buzz Burbank so he could jump off Niagara Falls.
All right. Okay.
What? Go to the Funny Bone this weekend to work on that.
I'm a little concerned about D. I thought, was that D-E-E?
Yes, I thought it was a girl.
So did I.
Either I thought it was a girl or the guy from Twisted Sister.
D. Snyder.
Hello. Antol?
Antol, yeah, you got it, man. I'm up here in Northern California, and I hate Sacramento.
Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. We already have something in common.
Welcome, friend.
No, I don't hate Sacramento.
No, it's not a bad place.
I love Sacramento.
Hot.
I love
it's
it. How about you, Mike?
And it's hot.
Hold on, Mike, now that you've had a little nip of the good stuff, take another drink and then tell us now your thoughts on Sacramento, California, where our show has heard every day on KHTK. Mike?
I'm part of that 1550.
Hey, Jabberman.
Hold on.
I'm being asked a question here.
Answer.
Can you possibly put a sock in it for a second? I was going to do something.
I'm trying
to do something funny here, but you can't do it, can you?
Yeah.
You'd like to ask me again?
Mike, what are your feelings as you take a nice big sip of Irish whiskey of Sacramento?
It's all right.
Is it a little pitchy?
Yeah, it's pitchy.
A little pitchy?
This guy's a little pitchy.
Oh, and listen, good luck to the Sacramento Kings. As you know, game 21 against Dallas was tied, so the series has started over again.
Yeah, unprecedented. Yeah. It's game one. I was actually last.
I'm a Warriors fan, man. I'm from the Bay Area. There
you
go.
You.
I'm part of that.
Dallas, I want to tell you something, pal. We've already put somebody in the book today. Don't make this a two-book show. Please don't do it. Please.
Okay. Well, no, I signed my look good in front of my condo.
Me, my, I.
Anyway, the Cinco de Mayo gig, you know, they actually knocked out the French, but the French came back and slaughtered them.
No, that's impossible. The French can't slaughter
anybody.
That's
why there is no Mexico today.
Exactly. No, they just came back in that battle and just beat the heck out of them. But hopefully that's Bushmill. Awesome listening to you guys.
Hey, you might want to wait and celebrate your favorite holiday, Cinco de Mayo.
Bye-bye. Oh, hold on. I got to talk to this guy. Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris. Hi there.
Yeah, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Right, happy Negro de Mayo.
Oh, sorry, Negro de Mayo.
Because we have Mr. 40 and Grady here, and they're not even talking.
No.
Just eating and
this is the ramp up.
Staring into space.
And chilling.
So what can we do for you?
Well, I'm going to do something here for you. You were talking about that effing vodka the other day.
And listen, I'm not talking like using the F word. The name of the product is E-F-F-E-N, effing vodka.
Yeah.
Well, I just went out and bought myself a bottle, and I wanted to give you an on-air critique.
What is the flavor?
This is the black cherry.
Is that what you have?
Black cherry and vanilla. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you put that on ice, baby, you don't even need a tonic or a seltzer.
It's distilled five times at temperatures significantly lower than other vodkas.
Let me stick an ice cube in here.
How do you know that, Professor?
Looked at their website.
You looked at their website.
Okay, but what's the rest that you didn't want to go on and on about?
Oh, no, that was about Cinco de Mayo. We're done with that.
Forget and you know, listen, deal with
why what? There is no Mexico
for
today.
All this free publicity. Where is my free case of this vodka now? Because I've switched my allegiance from the other stuff that's doing okay now without me. Grey Goose,
really?
Yeah,
I'll see if I can help you out.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Anyway, are you drinking it, Chris?
It's right. It's here, icy cold. Here it goes.
Now drink it. Now tell me, when you drink this drink, and now listen, this advice is not for kids listening right now.
No, not at all.
But when you drink this drink, you tell me if it doesn't taste like. A cream saver, like a Lifesaver's cream saver.
Yeah, kind of does.
I'm telling you.
Real smooth.
That's why you get so drunk so fast, because you drink one, and it's like, man, that was tasty, like Kool-Aid. I'd like another one. And then the next thing you know,
good night.
You're calling Rob up.
Well, what does he think? Is he drinking it right now?
Oh, yeah. I've already drank it. It's pretty good.
Smooth?
Mm. I got another bottle of a different kind here. That's called Ciroc. That's supposed to be made from French grapes.
I've had that. It's not
is that
as,
any good?
Not as good. Not as good. No. Hey, congratulations. That's a good purchase, my friend.
Thank you very much, Don. Love you both.
Okay, see you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas. Friend.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kirk.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi, Kirk.
Good, man. Hey, 40 and Grady.
What up, Kirk?
Hey, man. Here's the deal. Like, my brothers and I, we use, like, nigga as a term of endearment.
What?
But people get offended by that. So we started calling each other ninjas. So Don and Mike, that's not an offensive word. And you guys are down, so we call you niggas, but you can't use that. So you can say the word ninja.
I think he wants to see how many times he can say it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you know, it's okay. We, you know, we're not cool with that word. I mean, unless, like that guy that was at my house working on my stuff.
Yeah.
When he said that to me.
Right.
That was different.
It still caused a tremendous amount of upset. Mm-hmm. And,
oh, yeah.
But I understand, if you're telling us that by calling us ninjas,
yes.
That's okay. That's fine with me.
I will accept that. A ninja is a very skilled... warrior.
Hey, Mike,
how's everybody doing?
What's happening, my ninja?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, my friend.
Ninja, please.
Just shut up and drink some more.
Oh, what about, like, in Pulp Fiction?
Did you see that ninja storage on my house?
I want a ninja and a Ross Patty ready to pop a cap in his ass.
Listen, ninja.
All right, y'all.
We need a couple of pipe-hitting ninjas to come down here.
Mike, you my ninja.
My ninja.
My ninja. Black man in a Mercedes, you're still just a ninja in the band.
Well, as you can tell, we are so happy that it's Cinco de Mayo. It's Negro de Mayo.
Ninja de Mayo.
What a fabulous party. And it hasn't even gotten started yet.
Let's change the name. That's an outstanding idea. Ninja de Mayo.
Ninja de Mayo.
Ninja de Mayo.
Wonderful.
Grady, we're going to go to break now. What message would you like to give our national audience before we go to a commercial?
Us using the word ninja is in no way meant to offend the small ninja population in the United States of America.
Well said.
That's funny. Mr. 40. Now, remember, you're just paneling. You're going to be here in the next break. But what's your message? You have a sign-off as we... Because, you know, normally you like to go out on an up note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So give me something here.
Man...
Yeah?
Hold them high, toss them back.
Hold them high and toss them back. And then he did. And he took a big, big...
He sure did.
Big swig of Ninja Rona.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's panel.
We're paneling. He's still enjoying his food.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, how are you doing? How's your beverage?
I'd like to thank Grady and 40 for bringing by my favorite beverage.
Would you like a little more?
No, I'm fine.
Are you thirsty?
Oh, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
A second cup, Mike.
I'm doing
second cup.
Come on with a second cup. Bottoms out of thee. I'm Geronimo and Mike O'Meara, the morning zoo. The capital morning zoo.
Okay, when we come back... these two will continue to panel with us.
Yay.
Mike will continue to drink.
Oh, wow.
And then we will we'll just move. We got a show today.
That's we have a show to do.
We got a show. We got guests. We got stuff to talk about. We got phone calls to take. We'll be right. Everybody in agreement?
Yeah.
Everybody in agreement? Okay. Now, listen, during the commercials, you guys got to get out of here, though. I can't have you hanging around during the commercials. So walk the halls.
There's a party starting in 25 minutes.
Yeah. I know there is, Mike. You know, Mike would be a good guy to walk the halls with you today.
Let's go, fella.
I think.
Let's go.
That'd be a nice little walking tour.
Won't that look at me with my golf shirt?
Hi. Here are my new friends. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chance. We have a chance national anthem.
Okay.
Ready? Stand up, chance. Okay?
Come on, Don. Don't be scared.
Yeah. Okay. I wrote this song myself. This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is the chancy man. The little chancy man. Ah, we love the chancy man. The chancy man. We love his little nosy and we love his little poses. And that is why we love the chancy man. The chancy man. You're an idiot.
All right, Professor Karsh, we've opened up our phone lines, and we are also being broadcast to domestic viewers in the United States as well. And our first caller actually is from the U.S. state of Maryland. His name is Stephen. Stephen, go ahead with your question.
Well, my question is this. Saddam Hussein has been challenged because of his honesty about his propagation of weapons of mass destruction, and our president has been questioned on his sense of honesty and his use of public office to cover himself. I personally trust Don and Mike more than these two people.
Professor Karsh, you want to take an attempt at that one?
I think basically there is an asymmetry in the dishonesty of these two people, with all due respect. President Clinton may or may not lied under oath in court, but Saddam Hussein has inflicted unprecedented devastation of the Middle East during his 20 years in power. He invaded two states, leading to the deaths of more than a million people, repressed his own people, used chemical weapons against them. So I don't see the point of comparison.
This is Frank in Manhattan. 9/11, a national holiday. What do you think, Frank?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
What do you think? What do you think, Frank?
Is this me?
That's you. Go right ahead.
Oh, so I actually have never called a radio show before. This sounds interesting.
Well, here's what we do. First-time callers don't wait. If you're a first-time caller, I don't make you wait. I put you right on the air.
Oh, thanks. I've never called a radio show before, but I like listening to the interaction between people and the show hosts and hearing other people's opinions. And you're filling a void. And speaking of filling a void, how long do you think it'll be before the Don and Mike show are back on in New York City?
I don't know. I wouldn't hold my breath for that, Frank.
Why do you suppose that would be?
I don't know. Don't they have some sort of contest where if, like, you can call me and say their names, you get a prize? Is that the deal here?
No, actually, it's not that at all. It's if I...
Very good. Very good.
Don and Mike. Oh, God.
I hope he gets a prize, though, for that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
Mike, it's no surprise to me that, you know, especially in this climate, that drug use appears to be up.
Yes.
But I'm here to tell you.
A lot of tense people out
that
there.
You know, I face those demons. I have. They're no longer in my life.
Good for you, Don.
My life is now answered in the bottom of a bottle.
Yes,
which
of
is,
course.
Which is still legal.
It's perfectly legal. It might not be that good for you, but it is legal.
But maybe some of you are thinking, in these tough times with what's happening on the radio, you can't imagine that the shows that you loved are changing or
right.
being taken off the air. Maybe you're thinking, well,
Joe.
Yeah, drugs. Here to give us the opposing point of view, now speaking out against drug abuse, Don and Mike Show employee, the world's oldest phone screener, and star of the Joe Show.
Joe Arden.
Here's Joe, and Joe has a movie for us. Joe, what year is this movie from today?
I'm not sure. We'll have to look, but it looks to be mid-60s.
Mid-60s, always a lot of fun.
The credits will tell us.
Wow.
And the topic today is?
The title is called Narcotics Pit of Despair.
Uh-huh.
So if you're one of those people thinking about doing drugs, please listen to this.
Okay.
And watch this. I mean, those of you here can watch this.
Check the focus of your projector lens.
Here we go.
This test pen should have...
I'll get the shades.
Okay, we've heard LSD. And now it's
have we heard LSD?
That's it.
No, hold on. Did we see LSD or barbiturates? What was
or do we see any of them?
We also
no.
There's all these.
Did we see It's Wonderful Being a Girl? Now, hold on. We oh, it was marijuana.
That marijuana was Sonny Bono.
With Sonny Bono.
That
we've not seen amphetamine.
And incidentally, look at that picture. That still picture of Sonny Bono. He's high. Look at that. Have you ever seen a higher picture?
Yeah. That's why you're supposed to stop doing it.
All right, let's go to narcotics. Because there's lots of topics we've not gotten to.
Yeah. Remember, marijuana could lead to an unpredictable bummer.
Marijuana could lead to an unpredictable bummer.
Narcotics, Pit of Despair. Start it. Let's roll it. Narcotics is from 1967. High school senior John, played by Kevin...
Tigg?
Kevin Tigg, who later starred in Emergency and Freaks and Geeks, slides down the slippery slope of drug abuse,
oh dear,
starting with a harmless puff of a marijuana joint.
Very good.
Are we ready? It's a gateway drug.
Let's learn. Let's learn.
Picture of a cobra.
Cobra, snake.
Out of the slime and darkness it comes to inflict its life-destroying poison on the careless, the unwary, the unprotected.
Here we go. Learn.
No sane person would deliberately expose himself to it. No intelligent person would
venture the
distance of its fangs. Yet, if young people are flirting with a poison...
Reminds me of a sales lady who used to work here.
Is that...
You think Brett is listening today?
Narcotics! Pit of Despair!
Dun, dun, dun. To John, it seems perfectly natural and innocent to bump into an old classmate. He
Here
hasn't seen Pete since he dropped out of school.
Looks like they're running towards each other.
From the looks of him...
If he dropped out, how does he have the nice cashmere sweater and the sports car?
Exactly. Well, that's the way everybody used to dress.
Deals. No,
the other guy
the
dropped out.
The selling job is pushing dope, and the long absence from town was spent in the state prison.
State prison.
Their accidental meeting calls for a little celebration, and Pete has just the
Isn't that the guy from 1 Adam 12?
No, Emergency.
That's what I said in the opening, from Emergency.
Break from the books and live a little.
And also Freaks and Geeks.
Sounds good, but today's his father's day off, and John needs his help with some school problems. If there's another party sometime, maybe he can make it then.
Look at those teeth.
But Pete isn't interested in sometime, maybe, or square.
Yeah, the one guy looks like Abe Lincoln with his beard.
He looks like the Amish Abe Lincoln.
Right.
That's because he's been in state prison.
Ready to be hooked. Victims to supply him
really?
With money.
Is that why he's got the beard?
Yes, he's had a long absence.
And tomorrow.
So now the drug dealer has just gone to the wholesome guy and, like, given him his card.
And it looks like they're going into the Hollywood Hills.
The wholesome guy is going home now. And by the way, the narrator will narrate the entire movie.
Oh, there will be no dialogue?
No dialogue?
Nothing. He does the dialogue.
The good part.
Expulsion from the team. The frustrations and
responsibilities. There'll be a dialogue, but it'll all be in the narrator's voice.
Only to himself.
Okay, let's listen. Let's learn.
Mm-hmm.
Let's educate our youngsters.
A little help, a little guidance, a little understanding. But the help The guidance, the understanding, are not there when he needs it. His parents are away just when he was counting on them to be home.
Do you see, even back in the 60s?
Must wait for tomorrow.
We needed the government to raise our children.
Mm-hmm. Tonight.
Because look at this boy who could have been in, like, in the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
His mom and dad aren't home. And you know what he's going to do now? He's going to get high.
Oh, just so far
alone. Latchkey thing.
That's right. He's
During
going to call
childhood,
Pete.
He was loved, helped, protected. Suddenly, that's all gone.
He's just
all
standing,
gone.
Standing around his room because his mom and dad went away for the weekend.
Right. What
to stand
do?
Alone on his own two feet.
You know what I
if
like?
He will gladly do.
I like these narrators. They all sound the same way.
The hump of schoolwork. That's troubling him.
Now, does anyone talk about the narrator's addiction to cigarettes?
Today, he's had it. The studies can wait until tomorrow.
Okay, come on.
He can finish them then. What he doesn't know is...
Give in to temptation, boy.
Long ago, I'm taking over.
He's pulling out Pete's number.
Hello, Pete. Bring me over a marijuana cigarette.
Hello, Pete's dragon.
Post haste.
It's Saturday night, and everyone else is out having fun.
Of course, it's high night.
Best excuse in the world to join the party.
Join the party and get bitten by a cobra.
Because, hold on, if you could pause this for a second, Rob.
Here's the party.
The setup, and the party, incidentally, looks like if you watched Andy of Mayberry when it went to color.
Right.
When Opie would have a party.
Right.
That's what the party looks
like. If you want to know what they're dancing like, I would hip you to a Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Now, the setup thus far has been...
That's the way they're dancing.
There's the guy coming out of school, and the dropout, who looks like Abe Lincoln, goes right. over and says...
But he's still wearing a sport coat.
And tie.
Right.
He says, hey, do you want some weed? The kid says no. So the kid goes home, and mom and dad are gone for the weekend.
They're gone when he needs them most.
It's Saturday night. He tries to pull out his school books.
Mm-hmm.
He can't study.
No. Time to go to the party with bad dancing.
And now he's at the party. Let's continue.
Oh, it's ringing now. It's late 60s party music.
There's a guy with a phonograph.
That's Pete.
That's Pete. Oh, is that the dealer?
Recognize the beard. And he's very... Remember, you know what? I'm old enough to remember this. Remember those velour pullovers?
Yeah. Back in the day, they were cool.
Yeah.
Pete was a cool drug dealer.
Check out the hi-fi.
Now, there's Pete going for some of that free love.
Looks like Pete's hugging someone who's high.
And there's a square at the door. They're all wearing their hippie clothes, and this guy's wearing his cardigan sweater. So now here he comes. There's the drug dealer opening the door. Again, you don't hear the dialogue. You just see the nerdy guy walking in.
That's the thing he needs to pep him up.
Yeah.
The stage is set. The principal players are in position. The curtain is up.
Look at this dancing.
Hey, Dan. But he's just cast as a star fall guy in a real life.
Says from that
band.
70s show.
Now
he looks like, yeah. Exactly like, look at this guy dancing.
La, la, la.
Get to know Charlie.
Hello. Now he's trying to dance, and I say it's like Andy and Mayberry.
Right. Now this, unfortunately, there's music for about 30 seconds while they dance.
And now the drug dealer with the Abraham Lincoln Amish beard is overlooking Adam. He's
evilly looking at how he can bite him like a cobra.
Mm-hmm. How can I get him to take drugs?
People are drinking.
Yes.
There's lots of hugging. There's lots of crazy narcotic dancing.
Yeah, they look like they're really out of their minds.
If the FCC is listening today, I would advise running this tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox instead of American Idol.
Yeah, amen.
I mean, if you really care.
Oh, look at her.
Look at these crazy teenagers dancing. They're doing, like, the twist. They're doing, what's the one where you hold your nose and pretend you're going underwater?
The swim?
What's it called?
I think the girl is pretty.
Mike, I think she's bad. She's drinking.
She's even worse. You're about to find out about her.
Oh, really?
She's a hypo.
Is she the temptress?
I think she's doing the Watusi.
And meanwhile, our guy, the nerd, has just got like the biggest, ugliest face and teeth.
Now, these are movies they made kids watch in school, right?
Yes, right.
That's right, Mike. And you can see how well that experiment turned out. Most of those kids are listening to our show now.
From prison. Oh, a little
oh,
kissy.
Yeah. Zach.
Kissy face.
Go, baby.
Now she's saying, hey, is there something you want to do?
Dance, the excitement of Helen and several beers have taken effect.
Yeah.
Inhibition and caution are forgotten. When Helen suggests they have a few more beers, he's all for it.
Well, yeah,
I like Helen.
Everyone else is doing it. To refuse would be square.
At a girl.
Square.
Don't be square.
Besides, he's never been high on it before, and he never will.
Beer?
Can handle the stuff.
There's the evil Pete.
Handle so much. Under the influence of the beer, Helen comes through as much more friendly.
Now she's giving him a regular cigarette.
Attentions and her interest in him. If he could see her,
she looks a little long in the tooth from this angle.
He would know she's a hype.
Oh, she's a hype.
If he could see her police record.
She's rubbing her arm now over the tracks.
Needle marks.
They know their parts well. They've been through it before, and they know the time is right. Throw out the sucker bait. It's time for the next.
Here we go. Let's trap this guy.
The next step,
she's
a
hype.
The garage. There, some of the gang are really blasting.
They're blasting.
That's where the real action is.
They're blasting. What's that?
It's
where the real action is, Don.
Take a trip from Squaresville. Live a little and see what it's like for yourself. The senses are dulled just enough to be reckless.
Now, is that a cigarette or a joint she's
That's
smoking?
A cigarette. Beer, they're smoking nicotine.
The promise of excitement. Press in on it.
Perfectly legal.
Now, curiosity has to be satisfied.
It must be.
Why not?
Come on now.
It can't do any harm.
There's evil Pete. Sure, why not? Feels good.
What could go wrong?
Now she's grabbing his arm and they're going to go to the garage.
Take him away.
Meanwhile, the evil drug dealer with the bad Abe Lincoln Amish haircut is looking on.
He's following them with his eyes.
And this is, again, bad circa 1974 film we're watching.
67.
Excuse me, 67.
Sorry, 60s, Joe. Yeah.
This is the real action. The pot party. The grasshoppers. The hip ones.
Grasshoppers.
All gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
Yeah.
Outside the boundaries of their phony world of kicks is the ever-present possibility of discovery. This must be avoided at all costs. For discovery brings with it the penalties of society. Shame, arrest, prison.
So I go into the door to check the door.
Leave not a trace. Burn it in paper trash. That way they can deny possessing the illegal marijuana.
That's right.
They can say the flaming can is part of a game.
Part of
they
a game.
They can lie. They can swear. This time, the gang's lucky. It's not the law.
See, they were just about to set their stash on fire. But it's our nerd guy from high school.
Yeah, boy.
And a new guy looking for kicks. Forget it, man, and get with the countdown.
Amen.
The square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Hey, we've had that. We've had that for years.
And now he's about to start.
He's about to blast off for Kicksville.
Again,
he's going to need a little coercion.
Exciting. Everyone seems to be having fun. Best of all, there are no parents, no other adults.
This is educational.
Here with the fun.
There's the joint.
The importance of belonging, of putting one over, is taking hold.
Peer pressure.
Tends to tighten that hold, to squeeze it, to hook it, to lock it in.
Everybody's taking a drag.
Time to introduce the joints. Pete has learned the rules well. A pusher can never be caught with the stuff on him.
Never.
Instead, he must leave it, stash it, get it from a flunky.
He's asking his
flunky,
friend.
Rob.
He's asking his friend for another joint.
This
get it from
test.
A flunky.
The time to separate the man from the boy.
Here we go.
His willpower, individuality, character are slipping down the drain.
This is where the water.
This is where the
water all runs out of the out of the glass, where the rubber hits the road.
And the narrator does all the voices.
He should be able to handle a few harmless puffs.
Sure.
Just to see what it's like.
What could go wrong?
The natural defenses are crumbling. The barriers of caution are beaten down. Drag it, man.
Drag
it. Anything once.
Drag it, man.
You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
You gotta see these people. They're all so 60s. And I've gotta know. Does our guy give in to the pressure? Hold on, she's giving him the... He's like a roach. Is he going to do
Come
it?
Come on, man.
He's looking...
Come on, man.
He's looking cautious. Come on, man.
The narrator's telling him to do it.
Get with it.
Under the proddings of the gang...
The gang.
The effects of the atmosphere and beer, the desire to belong, he chooses to go along.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, bad choice.
Oh, bad move. Joe's applauding.
Bad choice. He's going to try to smoke it now.
John surrenders his dignity and lays his future on the chopping block.
Really?
Not whether it's good or bad or right or wrong. But if he stopped to think, he would see the stupidity of it all.
He's coughing now.
He's too involved to think.
He's too involved to think.
He's hooked.
I've been there.
He's
away and flying.
He's going to fly now.
Up out of this world.
There you go.
Oh,
Okay.
Oh. There you go.
Oh. Is that it?
Now, yeah, that's it. Here's my deal. If I'm a kid,
wow,
back then in 67.
1967.
If I'm watching that, I get on my bicycle.
I know.
And I go and I find the guy.
The beer in the garage.
I don't care if it's the brownest, dirtiest pot you've ever seen in your life. I get a guy to sell me some oregano. Because
right.
I want to get high so bad from watching that movie.
They thought they were doing the right thing. They thought they were steering kids away from drugs. They weren't.
Blast off for Kicksville.
Well,
because
just,
really, in their attempt to make it horrible, they show all these people at a party
having a good time,
smiling.
Idiots.
What's not to like? Hey, don't be a square.
Getting chicks.
Slashed off to Kicksville. All right, Joe, thank you. Next time, how about, gosh.
There's so many good ones.
We've got Human Growth. Now, I don't know if we can get away with that one.
That'll have references in it.
Yeah. What about the one, It's Wonderful Being a Girl?
We saw that.
Oh, okay.
I think the next one, and it's a short one, is the
LSD case study.
Insight or Insanity is the better one. Although, the case study's pretty good, but if you want just a quick one, Insight to Insanity is good. Because that's the one where the girl eats a hot dog under the influence, and it's just too much to take in.
All right, Joe, next time. Get out of here.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, George. And his crazy collection of 60s films.
You know what I took away from that movie is if you smoke pot, you might score with a 50-year-old chick named Helen.
So there's that.
Glad off to Kicksville. We're glad that we could present that as a public service.
That was blasting. Thank you very much.
It was blasting.
It was our pleasure.
It was blasting.
1967.
And all the people in the movie, it started out like as a gigantic Cheech and Chong joint.
Right, yeah.
Big, like bigger than a cigar.
Mm-hmm.
By the time it got to the test subject,
it was a little nub.
Just a tiny little roach.
Well,
but even that was enough to ruin his life.
Sure.
Well,
thank you for paying attention, and thank you for blasting off to Kicksville.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hip swing dancing on Thursdays.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it could have been. But before you dance, you gotta get up the nerve to approach a strange woman. Before you do that, you gotta stop throwing up in the men's room.
Oh, yeah, I know what he means. Dancing is different. You're very vulnerable.
Yeah. It's a big risk asking someone if you can hold on to him for 10 minutes.
All I want is 5 and I get off me, I'm sleeping.
Idiot.
Did you do this for Don and Mike?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, let me tell you something about them little two-bit petty whores, okay? Don and Mike, them and let me tell you, I met them at one of them baths over on Melrose when they were out in L.A. I was a loofah boy, and I just walked by, and I gave them a sponge and a small animal. And, I think, well, you know, what happens is you do radio, and D.C.'s a big, big market for me, you know, because I'm black.
Right.
And, you know, on the inside, trying to make bail. You only have that once, right? But you know, when you do the show, they go, "Can you do some IDs for us so everybody will think we're in?" And you do it because you know you have Les Moonves with CBS going, "Put you on UPN."
Okay, I thought you were tight with Don and Mike.
Oh, look, who could be tight with Don and Mike? You know what I mean? They're this, you know, this far away from, you know, repairing ham radios. You know, the guys have no talent. You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the. You know, the Polynesian band.
Right.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
Here you go. This is from 1981.
And listen to how much effort he puts in just to say the words.
Here he is. Governor of California. Here he is now.
Very nice.
CDC, there's any difference.
And here he is then.
Hi, this is Arnold, your training partner.
Hi, Arnold.
It is important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups.
California.
This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it will be needed.
Yeah, you need them.
Use this warm-up time to whet your appetite and to get your mind ready for the workout.
I'm doing it.
Now listen to this music and begin moving in half-time. stretch all limbs briefly and get ready to do 10 defense.
You know what?
It's the best.
Just speaks for itself. You don't need to just laugh at it.
It's Arnold.
It's like when we used to love just hearing the tapes of him speaking.
All right.
This is something we don't have to punctuate.
No, we don't have to say anything, because if you say anything, you step on Arnold, and it's great. I want to hear him count.
So great to... Oh, that's... Hold on. You want? I'll go right to the counting.
Oh, good.
I want to hear some counting.
Is that on Don't Stop, Believe Him?
Oh, he counts on all of them.
Oh, does he really?
Let's start our special program of resistance training without weights. Push-ups. My method of doing push-ups between two chairs will give your chest the ultimate workout. Place your hands on two chairs, shoulder width apart, and your feet on a bed or on a table.
All right.
The reason for doing push-ups between two chairs is it will give your chest the ultimate stretch.
What, Governor?
Get into the upright push-up position, and I will count out 30 push-ups.
You asked for it.
If you're a beginner, stop at 10.
Very nice.
Intermediate, stop at 20. If you're an advanced, continue on to 30. Ready?
Here we go.
1, 2, 3. Stretch all the way down. 5, 6, 7. And concentrate on your chest. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And keep going. 16, 17, 18. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. 5 more. Up, down, wow. Up, down, up, down, up, down. And one big one. Yes.
He could be talking about anything.
What a calf crappy raises. Workout,
CD. Development and strengthening of the calves. Put the front part of your feet.
Okay, hold on. I want to go to It's Raining Men.
Keep your muscles a chance to warm up.
He's so dumb.
You know what's amazing? If you just get on your mind's eye, him sitting in a recording studio.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Up,
so big.
Down,
stupid.
Up, down.
Hi, this is Arnold.
Very nice.
Yeah, and that's cocky, Arnold.
This exercise is called the barbell curl. It is for the biceps.
He's so tough.
The biceps may not be as big as mine, but you will be surprised at how quickly they become firm and hard if you do this exercise correctly. The key is always to keep your elbows stationary and only use your forearms to do the motion.
Uh-huh.
It's a shorter, wide grip on the barbell.
You voted for him, California.
Use the barbell.
As you lower the weight and the barbell out when the bar reaches
the barbell.
The
barbell. B-A-H. The barbell.
We will do 12 repetitions.
Here we go. Count.
Repetitions. Okay. Ready.
Go.
Start on the down position at your thighs.
Mm-hmm.
Up. Down. Up. Down. Up. Down. Up. Down. Up. Down. And keep your elbows at the waist. Up. Down, down, 9, down, 10.
Oh, I thought he was singing.
He's saying no, no? German?
9.
9.
Okay, he's counting. 9.
Mix down, and give me two more.
More.
Down.
More.
Down, very good.
Yeah.
Remember, this is one of my favorite exercises that made me blast my biceps up to 22 inches.
Moron.
The next exercise is for the calves. Put a phone book or a block of wood up to the wall of your room so that it will remain stationary.
Bravo!
Hold a dumbbell in one hand
Donkey
and stand
shine.
With the front part of your feet on the
Put
book.
A dumbbell on a CD.
There's like 15 cuts on here.
Yours will not be as big as mine.
Let's see. How about Burning for You?
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger's total body workout.
Hi, this is Arnold. Oh, it is Blueish they're called. Burning for You.
Ah.
Hi.
The triceps dip is next. Pull a chair or a stool up within 3 feet of your exercise bench.
Repetitions.
Sit on the bench, put your legs up on the chair, and position your body so
chair.
That it's raised above the bench by the palms of your hands.
Body is B-O-D-Y.
Elbows locked.
B-O-T-T-Y.
Lower your body toward the floor as far as you can and breathe in. Raise your body back up and breathe out.
Please, God, have him count again.
Beginners should aim for 8 dips.
Eight dips.
12 and advance
but
for
there's
15.
A dip on the CV.
Ready?
Go.
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 Down. Up. Down. Up.
There's
down,
a lot of that.
That ain't too much of a
up,
challenge.
Down. Up. Down. Up. Down. Up.
Box down.
Down. Up. 8. Up. 9. Up. 10, up,
he said
11,
eight.
Up, 12, up,
I like
3
12.
More, up,
2 3 more,
up, last one, up, very good.
Very good.
Now we're going to do some more. Hop, down, hop,
Bone.
Number five.
12.
Place your Lex on the chair.
One of the Lex. Artists from the CD is on the phone.
Make sure your whole party.
Hold on. Joining us now from Journey is Ross Valerie.
Hey. Hi, Ross.
Hey, Ross.
Hey, baby.
Hey, now listen. Back in the day, did you guys get any coin for Arnold using your...
That's why I am calling. I don't recall him getting a licensing on that.
Let's see, Ross.
That's right, pal. Arnold, you have been bootlegging our music.
And he was doing this...
And being that I'm in California, I know where you live, Arnie.
And this was in the heyday for Journey. I mean, you're talking about...
It was 1980 or something, 81?
Yeah, 81. Right. He's got on this CD, he's got Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Breathing. It's breathing. One, two, breathe.
He's got 867-5309. It's Raining Men.
Yeah.
Burning for You. Now, hold on, let's go back to the Journey one.
Yeah.
And let Ross hear that. Now, Ross is an original member of Journey.
Bass player.
And a big listener of the show. And
there you go, man. I'm paying attention still.
Okay, so here we go.
Let's start our special program of resistance training without weights. Push-ups. My method of doing push-ups between two chairs will give your chest the ultimate workout.
Chairs.
Oh, baby. Place your hands on two chairs, shoulder width apart.
Chairs.
And your feet on the
bed. I love it when they get all sweaty.
Push-ups between two chairs is it will give your chest the ultimate stretch.
Is there anything about licensing or permission or anything like that on that CD?
I don't know, but he should ride on the bus with us so we can bus wrestle and get very sweaty.
This is music that you guys...
If you're an advanced...
You guys worked your ass off to get these songs on the radio, make them into hits.
You know,
two,
you know,
three,
four,
down,
five, six,
seven,
nine.
It was released originally on Columbia, and now it was re-released on Sony. Is there any way...
It probably was licensed. It was through them. It probably was.
It was okay. Probably your record company.
But it was a good excuse to call you guys. It's been a while since I talked
to
you.
Yeah, I agree.
Since the big crash of whatever it was a few months ago, you guys are... Major God, you can just turn around and change it and keep going like nothing happened.
Thank you, Ross. That's nice of you to say that.
Amen.
Really, I got to hand it to you. You know, now that you guys have to sort of behave, you're having to rely more on Mike's talents of impersonation, which I think are consummate. There's nobody better than you, Mike.
Dankeschön. Dankeschön, Ross.
Agreed.
Oh, really?
But we all love doing Arnold. I mean, everybody loves doing Arnold.
Yeah.
But gee, when I was around last time, you were sick of it, though, so I didn't get to go there.
Oh, you know why? Because it was right when he was running for governor, and we were really overloading on that. Oh, my God.
But he'll never really go away. He's a lot of fun. Now, you know, you remember the movie Predator with him and...
Ventura.
Yeah, well, isn't somebody else from that movie going to run?
Oh, who's going to run?
Carl Weathers?
I heard this urban myth that the guy, have some fun tonight. I'm going to have some fun. The black guy, what's his name?
Carl Weathers.
This was in Apollo 3.
No, the other guy.
I have no idea. I don't remember the movie Predator. Who's the other black guy?
He was Jesse's partner.
I'm trying to think. I'm blocking.
Yeah, I have no freaking idea what you're talking about.
I heard a rumor that he's going to run for some kind of political office.
Well, we got to get his name.
It'd be nice if he had his name for the rumor.
You know, sort of rhymes. Predator, governor, you know, it's all the same.
Right.
Okay.
Nice. Hey, hold on, Ross. You can talk to Buzz. It's time for the news. Hold on a second.
Okay.
We will get more into this Arnold DVD CD tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like an old friend that's just sitting there.
A lot of cuts on there.
Incidentally, I heard from Lisa and from Joe. We're going to be out that way this summer. You know, it'd be nice to see you there. You're not going to Paris this time, are you?
Yeah, no. We're not going anywhere. Just bring a gang in. Absolutely.
Come by.
All right. Well, I'll tell Lisa I'll get back to her and Joe and...
We're going to have to give you an update. You know, you've been on the show a bunch of times. I would love to hear you guys do some playing for us when you come
back. We've got to give you an update. Lisa was...
You should really come. You'd enjoy it.
Get here and come back on the show. You'd be talking to a girl named Beth Ann.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Probably a very good chance of that.
Who's Beth Ann? What are you talking about?
Yeah, he just gave you a little scoop. You're going to have to think about that.
Can we just call her B.A. for short?
B.A.
Yeah, hey, yes. B.A.
Excellent.
What did he say?
What's up?
Bam! Yeah, because your last name is McBride.
Bam.
So your name will be Bam.
I like Bam.
Hold on a second.
Want to thank you.
You know, you guys, I got to go. I got to pick up my wife. I know she's not listening. She's busy shopping.
Hold on.
I love you.
We love you. Thank you for. Hold on. I want to give you a prize. Congratulations, okay. Russ. You won a pair of tickets to an evening with Rush.
Rush. I love nice.
The 30th anniversary tour of Rush.
So, can I trade them for the Scorpion?
Okay. Hey, we'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy.
All right, okay. Bye, Russ.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I do like it when he calls in.
It's Ross, isn't it?
Ross.
What did I say?
Ross.
He called
him
Russ again. He called him Russ again. No. And then when you call him Russ, I think.
It's just a regional dialect.
Ross. It's Russ.
Ross.
It's all the Arnold.
It's like Friends. It's like Ross and Rachel.
Yes, right.
What did I call them? I called them Russ? Like J.R. Russ?
Sounded like Russ. You know.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then I went, I thought it was Ross.
He probably didn't.
You did call him Russ. But I was glad he called in because I called him on Sunday.
Oh, you did?
Because I knew they were coming to town, and he said, well, you want to go to the show? And I said, I want to play Stone in Love with you guys.
For Joe, that's like the ESPN dream job.
Absolutely.
Be on stage with Jerry.
That's cool that he called back because I told him, I said, please call us anytime this week.
Very good. Excellent.
It's so dangerous. That's like me having Johnny Carson's phone number.
Yeah, really.
You'll call him all the time.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.